Hey, guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
Just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh,
Booyah.
Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
Today is
Wednesday.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
The word that best describes today is Wednesday.
I have pineapple. Oh. Pineapple pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. pineapple. Apple pen.
What is happening?
This is legit, yeah.
Wake up, fairy princesses! Wake up!
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up!
We're talking with Michael Sweet from Striper. Michael, are you going to be chucking Bibles?
We always do. We always have. And we always will. We will be doing so at this tour, on this tour as well every night. Back in the day, we used to, the people used to get hurt, literally with the Bibles, because what would happen was our crew would tape them up so they wouldn't come open when we'd throw them. And they would hit people in the head. And there was a few times when people were bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
And literally bleeding from getting hit with the Bible. You know, and these days we don't tape them. We just toss them out. You got to be careful today.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, did you go, hey, man, I'm sharp. It's sharper than a two-edged sword.
What are your plans after the show ends?
I want an activity that involves jumping. I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial. Escape from a government facility.
The show started.
Showtime.
Welcome to the program, everybody. It's time to get up.
That's right.
Get this Wednesday rolling.
Are we going to be a lot quieter today, you think?
Yeah. Got to get those energy levels up.
It's going to be more of an easy breezy Wednesday.
You know, I have a wall of Teo. I need a wall of Steve-O.
Yeah, you do.
So when he's out, the energy can be up a little bit.
Steve-O's out today.
Yep. We can't even say what he's doing.
No, he's with the family. That's all we can
say.
He's
with the family. And everything's great.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a good thing.
So apparently, this is more important. So I know where his priorities are.
Who knows?
Well, good morning. It's 6:09 in the a.m.
The high today is predicted around the mid-80s.
Oh.
I want it to be cooler. But it says, like, Weather Channel says 84. Hmm. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. We got a big show today.
Yeah. Giant show.
Of course, we apologize to all the podcasters out there.
Man, we're having issues.
There's something going on. Ever since the engineer came in and upgraded a bunch of things, threw everything off.
Yeah. Yesterday, I made the podcast. Like, it's done. And it won't load into the podcast system. It just will not upload.
God, I know.
I mean, look at it. Look, there it is right there, sitting there.
I know.
Sitting right there, ready to go. And it just won't load.
Something happened.
The shortcut for the loading process is just saying, sorry, bro.
That is one annoying thing for a podcaster to have to deal with.
It is.
Is you wait. You just wait every day. Same time that podcast is going to hit, mm-hmm. and you're ready to throw it into your routine, and it's not there.
Yeah.
Not there.
It says the drive that the file is referring to is unavailable.
That's all right, man.
So I'm not a computer wizard.
Mm.
My buddy Will Sabin,
mm-hmm.
close friend of mine, he's one of those people that works for the government to fend off hackers. Straight up, he's for real,
really?
Real, for real,
wow.
Very for real, and he would be able to help me.
He's part of the cyber division?
Yes.
Wow.
He has many things to say about cyber. yeah, we got a text on the live line 5 minutes ago. Is there a problem with the iTunes podcast? Yes. Many problems.
Sorry, guys.
We're so sorry.
We'll hopefully get it fixed. Daniel, he's pretty good at that stuff, so.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe he can fix it. Let's see. So, Michael Rosenbaum is going to be on the show today.
What?
And I had a chance to watch his new show. Well, it's not really new. It's in second season, I think, starts tonight.
Impastor.
And it was really good. It was really funny.
I got to check it out. Now, are we going to post like a photo of him? You want me to post that?
Michael Rosenbaum. He'll be on the show at 7:20. And he played, you probably know him from Smallville. He played Lex Luthor. And new show, Impastor, he plays this con artist guy. And these bad guys are out to get him. And so he tries to get his girlfriend to leave town with him, and she breaks up with him. And so he decides, I think I'm gonna kill myself. So he goes up on a bridge, and he's about ready to jump, and this guy pulls up and sees him, jumps out of the car, tries talking to him to get him off the ledge. Well, he ends up falling in and dying.
Oh, no.
And his car's still running. And this guy apparently was moving somewhere else for a new job. And so he got in the car and pretty much took off.
He takes his identity.
Yeah, which happens to be a pastor who's gay.
Wow. That's a new journey.
Yeah, it really is. And it unfolds from there. So I've only watched a couple episodes.
But you are excited about it.
Yeah, Michael Rosenbaum will be on the show at 7:20. Also on the show at 8 a.m., I've never watched this show, Black-ish.
I haven't either.
But Miles Brown, this kid, how old is he? He is, I want to say like 8 or 9.
So he's a kiddo.
He's a kiddo. And he got famous because he was on America's Got Talent. As a dancer, he was. His name was Baby Boogaloo, and I don't know how far he made it on AGT, but after that he was on Ellen, and then somebody said, "You know what? I like this kid. Let's put him in this new show on ABC called Black-ish." He's been there ever since, which apparently that show does pretty good. So we'll talk to him.
We'll figure it out.
We'll talk to that young man coming up about 8 a.m. I saw a trailer for Black-ish. It actually looks kind of funny. It's a sitcom.
You're a sitcom.
Sometimes I am.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm trying so hard to do this, and Facebook is messing with me.
That's all right. Everything's messing with us today, right here at our lovely studios. The cure for kidney stones?
Is it possible?
You know, I have the kidney stones.
He's got them.
Actually, I don't know if I have any more, but...
You got them. I know you do. I can see inside of your body, and you've got them right now.
This was pretty interesting, this cure for kidney stones. So we'll talk about that coming up. And guess who was on The Voice last night?
Whom?
A young lady from Albuquerque. And she got picked.
No way!
Yeah!
No way!
So we'll play some of that audio from this young lady from The Voice. Bye! What'd you do yesterday? Anything?
I went to the gym and then came back to work for a little while. And let's see. Went home, hung out with Johnny Danger, picked him up from the babysitter. Mm-hmm. Hung out with him for a while, and then we picked up Dawn from work, and then we just all chilled out at home.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah. Let's see, our boy Bill Peterson, all of his sons, he's got 1,000 sons, the Viking sons. I couldn't help him move.
I forgot.
But he said they worked it out anyway. But his kids are, number one, they look like Vikings, and they're getting rid of a bunch of clothes. So he said, come over and check out these clothes. Mm. And I did, and I found some good stuff.
Did you?
I did. Steve, I was supposed to go over there at some point, too.
I couldn't fit into them.
Actually, I brought a shirt today.
Did you?
We're going to see if you can fit in.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're what?
The European fit.
They're about your size.
Very slimming. Okay. No, they're bigger than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they? They are
they're
pretty
taller
big.
And they're wider.
Oh, that's
Rawr.
True.
Bill would say they're getting fatter.
Mm. I don't know if my wife was encouraging me yesterday, but I was sitting on the couch and she goes, "You're losing weight." And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Oh.
She's like, no, you are. And then Jaden looked over and she goes, "Daddy, you're losing weight. You look so good." And I'm like, oh, you guys are so encouraging, but I know it's not true. But thank you. I feel a lot better, though. I'm a little tired, though.
Are you?
That workout yesterday.
Yesterday, we did a tough workout, everyone.
It was rough.
Dex championed through that thing, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Like a rocker.
I am. I can definitely tell my cardio is getting better.
Yeah.
Because when I first started, I could barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like I can keep up a little bit. Somewhat. Kind of.
That's legit.
Yeah. Because running is the worst.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
See, and I enjoy running.
See, I think I'll enjoy it once I shed some of these pounds.
Yeah, you will.
But now it's like running with a giant backpack on all the time. Can't breathe. Can feel my fat jiggle. That's never fun. The secret to curing sleep. We'll talk about that this morning.
Are you going to cure it?
And do you think time spent traveling to and from work should be work? You should get paid
for that. Oh, I saw this yesterday.
Yeah.
Because now some people are saying, yeesh.
Mm-hmm. The time you leave your house when you get in the car and you travel to work, should you get paid for that? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
And a cop did something pretty incredible for a young man. Some good news coming up this morning. Let's kick things off with this amazing viral video. Remember the guy who wanted to see what it was like to be a goat?
Yes.
And he lived with the goats?
Yes.
Well, this news anchors, they watched the video for the first time.
A British man who took on a goat's eye view of the world has been rewarded for his efforts.
Because we're all completely trapped inside our own brain.
So right now it's showing a clip of this guy dressed, it looks like a goat, and he's eating grass with the goats out in the field.
He did it because he wanted a simpler life. And he says it was fascinating. A little bizarre, though. Thwaites co-won an IG Nobel Prize for biology with another man who tried living as several different animals. The IG Nobel Awards. The IG Nobel Awards honor research that may seem bizarre or amusing, but actually provokes thought. Kevin, I'm so scared. Don't watch the video.
Why can't she? She can't even breathe.
She can't breathe.
I need a Kleenex.
You guys.
Well, we're looking for quite the game tomorrow for the Bombers.
Yes, we are. No goats invited to McMahon Stadium.
So they're so funny. Man. Goat Man is so cool.
That's your hero. If you guys don't know, Dex loves goats.
They're
a lot.
Okay.
I made a goat the background on my phone or my computer here, and Dex loved it. And then I kind of got in trouble for it, but I haven't changed it yet, so I need to change it. I need to change it soon.
Goats are pretty cool. Yeah, they're
you're
fun.
Cool.
They're fun. You know?
You're cool.
Would I want to own a goat? No. But I like to watch goat videos sometimes. I think it's kind of fun.
Yes.
We'll talk about the top five features we want in our phone. So, sorry guys, if you're Android people, you're going to have to just hang in there. The iOS 10. Do you like it?
I love it.
See, the only thing I don't like and what I'm hearing a lot from people is how you now cannot slide open your phone.
Oh, I don't care about that.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it automatically goes to, what would you call that?
Well, if you do the finger imprint thing, then it...
Oh, really?
Yeah, look, watch.
See, I never do the finger imprint thing.
Watch. Can't get into my phone. Now you can either do it that way, or you can just hold the finger on. Whoop.
See, I've never done that.
That'll
fix it, because whenever I do it now, when you slide it open, that thing pops up.
Yeah.
And it drives me, ugh.
Drives you bananas?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to know what I have up next.
You
know what? I'm taking that off.
What's up next? What's up next?
I'd rather not know what's on the calendar.
You need to know what's up.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's how I've been living my
life. I'm out of my mind. Everybody knows it.
So we'll talk about some features we want in our phone. Because the new iPhone 7 came out. And it's basically the 6.
It's true. Dex, what are we going to do today? It's usually so loud right now.
So loud.
Storytelling and frivolity. And right now it's just so quiet. People listening are like, what's happening?
I need you to pick it up.
What's
missing?
I need
you to sound really loud.
Okay.
See, you can't do it. You can't do it.
It's because I don't want to kill my voice.
No,
poor guy's like, his voice is all jacked up.
Yeah. 585 Live, you can text into the show if you'd like. Maybe if we have time, we can do promos.
I love it.
We haven't done any promos lately.
We haven't done any promos. We need to do some promos.
We want you guys to be a part of the show, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Which is you guys calling in and giving us some sweet promos. So maybe we can do that this morning.
Man. Forgot to talk to Daniel about the footer and the Gmail document thing.
That's all right, man.
It's not all right.
This is okay.
Despicable.
Well, today is September 28th, 25 years ago in 1991. This album became the first country music album to debut at number one on Billboard's pop album chart. What was it?
Rope in the Wind. His eyes are
cold and restless. Nailed it.
Did I nail it?
Rope in the Wind by Garth Brooks.
Yeah. It was the first country album to hit number one. Yeah, Garth. Change way. Man, he sounds good.
She knows his lies in Tulsa. She knows he's gonna go.
Where's he gonna go? You better get ready to bleep it.
That ain't no woman. Flesh and blood is that door rodeo.
Is this did you make a compilation?
I did a little compilation mashup, a montage.
Who are these people?
YouTube stars.
These aren't YouTube stars. These are just normal people that can't sing very
well. That's true.
Sounding like Garth Brooks, y'all.
She does her best to hold him. His love comes to calm.
It's a lot of talent
back
on YouTube.
Back against the wall.
A lot of talent.
Tons of talent.
That was a great album. That was so good.
You're a good album.
When that album came out, I was hunting with my dad for the first time.
Oh, and that's what you guys are listening to?
I hated hunting.
Yeah.
It just wasn't my thing.
It gets boring.
But I wanted to do it because my dad loved it. Mm-hmm. My brother did it. I felt like, I have to do it, right?
Yep.
And so... I'll never forget. I had a great time hanging with my dad, but you had to get up at 3 a.m.
so early.
Well, try to find them elk, and I missed my 6-point bull elk.
Dang!
Shot at that thing, but you know what? I'm glad I did. I didn't want to kill that thing.
You didn't want to kill that lovely animal.
Yeah, it's just not my thing.
I think I have a memory of going hunting with my dad. I was very young, but it wasn't my thing either, which was not good in Mississippi. So they're like, "Well, you won't like hunting?"
Yeah, I never told anybody.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It was very, there were some pretty big stipulations on being a man in Mississippi, and hunting was one of them. Mm-hmm. Not hunting, hunting.
Same with Montana.
And I was just, I just didn't care about it.
I didn't care either.
Didn't care either way.
I mean, I have nothing against it. I love eating elk and
antelope
and whitetail. I love all that.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm the same way.
I just...
didn't care about it. It's not my thing.
Hearing that thing scream... And,
It's kind of like video games. People are super into video games. Yeah. They're not my thing. I don't care about them.
Yeah.
What do I care about? I care about reading poetry. Ice skating.
It's beautiful.
Competitive ice skating.
It's beautiful!
I love testing the soil.
Sure.
You know, for radiation.
What?
Seeing what's in there. What's in that dirt that we're stepping on every day? What's in there?
Okay.
I love it. It's romantic.
All right. Okay. How old is Frankie Jonas, the littlest Jonas brother?
23. 16. What? I didn't even know there was another one. I thought they were all there.
I don't even know if he sings. I don't know. Hillary Duff. Remember Hillary Duff?
I remember her, yeah.
Early 2000s. She was a big superstar.
She is 31.
29. And our last one, Naomi Watts. How old?
She just filed for divorce, right?
Did she?
Yeah, from Leif Schreiber. That's what Steve-O said yesterday. Naomi Watts. She is 39.
48.
Whoa. Really?
Yep. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll check the roads. We'll do some headlines. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
They're funny and they're rich. The top earning comedians.
Now a health benefit.
Jerry Seinfeld's made more than $900 million in the past decade.
It cleans out the arteries. You can actually live longer, which I guess is good news unless you're a wino.
But he's lost the top spot in this year's best paid list to...
You see my fire? You see my fire?
Kevin Hart, who earns $87 million a year to Seinfeld's $43 million. The highest paid woman on the list...
Amy Schumer!
Fourth place Amy Schumer took home $17 million.
Californians living in remote communities in the Santa Cruz Mountains are under orders to evacuate. Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says so far, more than 1.5 square miles of dry brush and timber have been charred.
The Washington Monument's been plagued by elevator problems over the past 2 years, and now the National Park Service is hanging up the closed sign on the icon for now. They've got a budget of $3 million to get that elevator fixed, but the process is supposed to take up to 9 months to finish.
Consumer confidence has hit the highest level in 9 months.
Home prices are up 5% for the year. The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Index of Home Prices increased 0.6% in July.
Good morning.
Morning.
6:37.
High today around mid-80s, 84 predicted. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
Nothing is happening.
Oh, good.
It's so early.
Good.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
I'm glad he's here.
So glad. So see, there we go. If we ever so need glad. A little Steve-O, we'll just play
That's
that over and over.
Yep. We need more.
Steve-O's out today doing family stuff. Coming up on the show, the cure for kidney stones. Also, Albuquerque teen picked for team. Fill in the blank on The Voice. Who is she picked? Which team did she go to?
I don't know. But I am excited to learn.
Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump denying he had the sniffles Monday night. Come on, Donald. Come on.
We heard it.
Of course we did. Come on. Everyone, listen to that. I looped all of the sniffs from the debate. Very weird. So we'll see what he had to say about it. Do you think he denied it?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville will be on the show at 7:20. He's in a show called Impastor, and it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
And it's on TV Land.
Ooh.
Yeah, TV Land. It's
on TV
Land. Yeah, it's one of those. That's one of those channels where. I don't know. I don't think I watch anything on TV.
They played old stuff.
I think they do. But they have some new shows, too.
Huh. Interesting.
This was actually a pretty good show. I'm kind of excited to continue my binge.
You know, what's funny is, like, this guy's been in so much stuff, and I don't think I've ever seen him in... Like, I didn't watch Smallville.
You did?
I haven't watched Impastor. I don't know what his stuff was. I need to look this up. I need to figure
it out. Yeah, you guys know him as Lex Luthor from Smallville. That was his big role.
Yeah, That went for a billion seasons.
Yeah, like nine seasons, right?
2001 to 2011. That's 10 years,
Frando. 10 years. And I still haven't. I'm still just waiting for Smallville to jump up on one of the streaming services.
It is.
It's
coming to Netflix.
It is?
This month.
Huh.
It said for the first time, yeah. For the first time in its history, it's going to hit a streaming. It's Netflix. It's the entire series.
No way.
Yeah, dude. What do you think was going on?
That's exciting. I've been waiting for years. Because I used to watch it up until season 7. And then I don't know what happened. I just stopped, and I've always wanted to finish it. I love
that show.
It's
time to relive the whole story. Ready for this?
Talk to me. Somebody say!
Okay. It's Hulu.
Oh, it's coming to Hulu?
It's Hulu. It's not Netflix. It's Hulu.
Hulu?
Hulu.
That's very exciting.
We'll find out.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Whoa.
I love it. Just love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Donnie. A court has ruled that time spent traveling to and from work is work.
It is?
Yes. The judgment applies to workers without a fixed office, such as many electricians, care workers, sales reps. It will affect millions of public and private sector employees from across the European Union.
Oh, come on. What?
This ain't America.
Ah.
The European Court of Justice said its ruling was made to uphold the health and safety of workers, which is protected by the EU's Working Time Directive. This legislation mandates that no employee should be forced to work more than 48 hours per week. And again, this is the European Union. So what's the dealio in America?
Well, America. It's, you can't. It, you know, I don't think you. They can charge you for that.
Wait.
Or you can charge.
Say
me for
what?
That, excuse me. Because, you know,
what do
it
I
should
know?
Be?
I don't.
It
know
should what? Be Tao. I should get paid from the time I get into my car.
Whoa.
To the time that I get.
It wouldn't
here.
Apply to you. You have a stationary workplace. This is for people that have that travel.
No way, man.
And they go to different places and provide. You
know, I go like, places all the time.
Like electricians and whatnot.
I walk around the halls all the time. We have to walk over to the SOPO.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom breaks.
This would apply to us if we went somewhere to broadcast live, like to
so
and from that
all
place.
The time. We do that all the time.
We do that a lot. We went to Rebel Donuts recently.
We did. I take long walks in the beautiful Calvary Park.
That doesn't count. But you know what? They just put up some disc golf goals. Some cages out there, some nets.
Yeah, frisbee golf.
I saw none other than Steven Christian and the fair Matt Parolo playing yesterday.
Were they playing?
Yeah, and here's how I knew it. I was walking down back from the gym, down the stairs, and I heard Steven's laugh. And I was like, is that? And then the bushes went, and he came jumping out of the bushes.
Oh, man.
And I was like, good grief, Steven, calm down.
It's a pretty cool course.
And I stood there waiting for him to look over at me. He never did.
Well, yeah.
I said, well, my best friend, he's busy. Yeah. He's busy. He was
did
busy.
Did you go, hey,
nope.
Hey.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Hey, Steven.
Uh-uh.
Steven, I'm over here. I love you.
Okay, what happened here?
Don't read that part.
That's what I was going to say.
Taking that out of there.
It's like, what? What happened?
Yeah.
Here, you want me to do that?
Yes, you can take it out. There you go.
Gone.
Boom.
The secret to curing sleep issues.
Talk to me. I have sleep issues.
Do you have the song?
I do.
Let's do it. Apparently, Corey Hart was more of a genius than we realized. According to a sleep expert at the University of British Columbia, if you have trouble sleeping, you can help yourself by wearing sunglasses at night.
What? I'm going to try this, but that's ridiculous.
I'm going to tell Dawn to try it. She's been having issues lately.
How does that help? Because I'm not going to sleep with something on my face.
If you put on sunglasses 2 hours before you want to go to bed, it'll mute the barrage of light hitting you from all of your screens and whatnot, and it'll help your body get ready for sleep.
Oh, so it's before?
Before you, yeah, you don't sleep in them, but it's like a prep. You're priming the pump of sleep.
I like that.
We should try this.
I like it.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Oh, man, I got to get some sunglasses. You know, I'm the idiot that lives in New Mexico, like one of the sunniest states in the country, and I don't have a pair of sunglasses.
See, I'm the guy who buys an expensive pair of sunglasses, nope. And then I leave them
I've never
somewhere.
Never bought an expensive pair because I always break them or lose them. Never buy expensive sunglasses.
And expensive for me is like $50. That's expensive
for me is $10 when it comes to sunglasses.
Yeah, I need a new pair. But yeah, I have a couple cheap ones that I could put on. Couple hours, you said before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It's like your cold shower thing. These are life hacks.
Dude, I'm telling you, like I took a warm shower today and then had to end it with a cold shower because it helps me out so much. Thank you, Eagle Hawk. Experts may have finally found the cause of Crohn's disease. This is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Most experts suspect the condition is the result of the body's immune system attacking healthy cells, mistakenly triggered by bacteria in the digestive tract. Now, a new study has identified a specific fungus and two bacteria that they think play a key role in what leads some people to believe, or some people to develop the disease. Thanks to this new finding, researchers have a big leg up on developing better treatments for Crohn's. One possibility is a probiotic with the right mix of good bacteria to control the bad bacteria that cause Crohn's symptoms, the doctor said. This doctor whose name I cannot pronounce. What is that? Gonoam? He's also hoping it will inform the development of drugs that prevent these two bacteria and specific fungi from working together in the first place.
I don't want to name this person, but I have somebody in close to me that has Crohn's disease,
yeah.
And it's not fun.
No.
It is not fun at all.
New.
I hope they can find a cure for that.
Yeah, that'd be a big one, because people that have like hardcore Crohn's, and there's different stages.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend whose sister had Crohn's, but it was like a very minor case of it. And so it pretty much amounted to like discomfort.
Yeah.
Like really bad, like I guess for a normal person, like really, really bad gas like that. But then I've had other friends that like, it was like going down the road, you got to stop.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Like one dude, a good friend of ours, he had to get like a bag. He had to get like, you know, a replacement thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so bad.
My family member had to spend, it's like a couple weeks in the hospital at one point. It got so bad.
Yeah.
So they really, if you have Crohn's disease, you have to really watch your diet.
You do.
Like meat's
very
really
specific.
Bad.
Very specific.
Marinara sauce is bad.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff.
You really got
to
eat healthy.
You do not get to lead a normal life with Crohn's.
No, not really.
So that would be great if they can find a cure. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Get in there and find cures for stuff.
Get it done.
We've got the top 10 rated shows during premiere week, and we got to tell you about them. That's right. All the shows are coming back.
Yep.
And then you got all these new shows, and it's like, what's happening?
I was really surprised to see how well some of these shows are doing.
Yeah, let's check it out. There's a new legal drama called Bull.
I don't know what that is.
Never know. Attracted 15.6 million loyal NCIS fans who wanted to see the next step in Michael Weatherly's career. That was good enough to come in fifth in the ratings.
People love that NCIS.
Who is Michael Weatherly? What's wrong with me? Why don't I know
is? Isn't he the main guy on NCIS?
What is NCIS?
You've never seen NCIS?
Oh, yeah, okay. I recognize him, but no, I've never watched NCIS.
I've watched a
ridiculous
few episodes.
Uh-oh, somebody on the live line said, but if Crohn's disease gets cured, they won't be able to legally smoke marijuana anymore.
Okay.
I'm sure that
Hang
it will be
yourself.
Legalized soon anyway, so whatever. Okay, where did my news go? The Kevin James sitcom, Kevin Can Wait, attracted 11.1 million viewers.
I forgot to DVR that. I
forgot about it. MacGyver remake, which you did watch, starring Lucas Till, had 10.7.
Let's hope that stays at 10 million people.
Okay, Steve-O's new jam, This Is Us, only had 10.1 million.
Yeah,
so
he was
MacGyver.
Bragging about that
Whoa.
One. Yeah, but they're saying that the reviews weren't good for MacGyver, so I don't know if people are going to continue to watch.
Kiefer Sutherland's designated survivor had 10 million.
You
Kristen
have to watch
Bell
that.
Made it to The Good Place with her show The Good Place, having 8 million viewers. The new Lethal Weapon remake had 7.9 million viewers. Minnie Driver's new show Speechless debuted with 7.4. The Piper Perabo drama, Notorious. Perabo, sorry. 5.4 million. Pitch What is that? 4.2 million on Fox. Know. The Exorcist had 2.9 million. And yeah. Son of Zorn, which I watched yesterday and is hilarious, had 2.7 million.
I hope they don't cancel The Exorcist. That was actually pretty good.
Dude, I'm not watching. It's too scary for me. Sitcom front, Modern Family returned with 8.2 million viewers. The Goldbergs season premiere had 6.9.
That's
and
good.
Blackish, who we will be talking to, what's his face? The kiddo.
Miles Brown.
Miles Brown. Had 6.4 million viewers. One of the best shows that came out last season, Superstore, had 5.5 million upon its return. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, 2.4, and New Girl, 2.3. That blows my mind.
Right? You would think they would be a lot
because
higher.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine and New Girl are huge in my life. And I guess I just assume that everybody watches them. New Girl is kind of like the modern-day Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn and I were talking about this yesterday.
Your Dawn is in it. Or your
yeah,
Dawn. Your,
my
your
Dawn,
wife is
the one that I own, my finest property. She is in it.
She looks just like her.
Dawn was talking about how at her job now, because it's a newer job, every day somebody comes up and says, have you ever seen New Girl?
Yeah, Zoe Deschanel.
You act, and it's not that she just looks like her. She acts like Jess. Like Dawn is, everybody yeah. was doing those fictional character things. But for real.
Yeah.
And so many people were putting Jess from New Girl. Mm-hmm. Like, she's the new hero of the female species
yeah.
or whatever. But Dawn is like, that's a real, that's an actuality for her.
That's very true.
Let's see, Gotham, 3.9. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., 3.4.
All right. Well, I hope your show doesn't get canceled.
Which one?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's not going to get canceled.
Superstore.
That show, I watched the premiere of that from last week yesterday. Finally watched
it. You better keep watching it.
I am.
It's close to getting
hilarious.
It's close.
No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
It's not even in the bubble. It's not even in the bubble.
You get into the 2 million, and you better watch it.
Whatevs, dog.
You better be careful.
We'll see what happens to The Exorcist.
Yeah, that's not looking good.
A new study found guys with high testosterone levels are more generous with money, but only because they want to impress people.
Hmm.
So you got to be like me and just have no money. So there's no way to impress people with money.
You know, it kind of reminds me of my brother. Very generous.
Yeah.
And he has, you can tell, he's got some pretty high testosterone.
Oh, sure. Sure.
He loves to brag.
Take the car.
He's the guy who has to get, you know, the best and biggest car or truck. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my brother. But he loves to give and he loves to help people out.
Well, at least he's doing that. Some people can't say that. Okay, so I guess there's been a rumor going around that Neil Patrick Harris, the NPH, is going to be Kelly Ripa's new co-host on Live, but he says something different.
No, I've got another big job. I'm doing a series for Netflix that'll happen in January, and that takes up well over half my year. So the rest of my time is spent with my family, chilling and relaxing. It's a nice gig, but I wouldn't really want to do it all year long.
Man, Steve-O could have been right there with Neil.
Just right there. I mean, he basically could have said... But my friend Steve-O.
Exactly. Steve-O and Neil used to be best friends.
Yeah, I think he would call him Steve, though.
Probably.
I think he said, but Steve, right, my good friend Steve, we're very close.
Yeah, it's a testimony in Steve-O's life. It really is.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Ask him about it next time you see him.
San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich was asked about the possibility of any of his players protesting the national anthem. He said it's their choice.
Yeah. Yeah, NBA when NBA starts, I don't even know when that starts. Pretty quick, I think. We're probably going to see the same thing
it's coming up. I don't know about all the sports. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
What I do know about is Marvel films. And one thing that you see in most Marvel movies, there's been a couple where it didn't happen. Stan Lee, who created or helped create many of the characters that we're seeing now in the Marvel Disney, you know, movie mega lith, whatever you want to call
the
it.
The Hulk.
Captain America,
Thor.
Spider-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange. Well, apparently Stan Lee has filmed the next 4 cameos for these movies already.
Just in case?
He's getting up. He's in his 90s.
He is.
He's like 90-something.
And you know what? For being in his 90s, he looks great.
He's rocking.
You know?
He pops up. Some of his cameos are the one of my favorites was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Which, we're done with Andrew Garfield. No, it was The Amazing Spider-Man 1. We're done with him, because we're moving on to Tom Holland.
Mm.
But anyway, he was a librarian, and Spider-Man and the Lizard were fighting in the library,
yeah.
And he had headphones on, he was walking around.
Yeah, I remember
Gosh,
that.
Gosh, that was funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He was also in Deadpool. He was in Civil War. In Civil War, the most recent one, he was like a UPS driver, mm-hmm. like a delivery guy.
I'll never forget, Buck and I got to interview Stanley.
Really?
And I texted Steve-O, you know, I think this was probably 5-6 years ago, but I texted Steve-O while I was interviewing him. And Steve-O was over here doing the show, mm-hmm. and he was so mad. And I felt so bad because, you know, I'm not a big comic book guy.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here talking to the man.
Guy. Yeah, the
guy. Man. I felt so bad. I'm like, well, you can just leave your show and come over here if you want.
Yeah, and then Gendry would have been in charge of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right?
Okay, speaking at a Q&A following a screening of Civil War this weekend, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige revealed that Stan Lee flew down to Marvel's production home in Atlanta, Georgia, to film not one, not two, 4 of his upcoming cameos in one day. So let's take a look at the next 4 movies coming out. Doctor Strange hits November 4th. Coming up, I can't wait. I'm starting to see, like, trailers, and I'm just getting so stoked.
It looks really good.
So stoked. Benedict Cumberbatch, Rachel McAdams, Mads Mikkelsen, or however you say his name. Tilda Swinton.
Tilda.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 hits next May, May 5th, 2017. I know we're all looking forward to that. My most anticipated Marvel movie, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man.
July 7th, and Thor Ragnarok, Thor 3, on November 3rd. However, it's possible that Lee already shot his Doctor Strange cameo back when it was in production, meaning that this new cameo, this fourth one, could be for Black Panther or Avengers Infinity War, which is awesome.
It would probably be pretty easy to come up with some funny skits for him to be in and then just work it into the movie somehow.
I think so. I think it would be super easy.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break.
Okay.
585 Live. You can text the show if you'd like. 585-5483. 720, Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville and Impastor will be on the show. We'll be right back.
You will awake in the morning and start to see.
How you doing? Dex and Teo on a Wednesday, 7-Eleven. Good morning.
Hi, today, 84 degrees. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
You're out there and you're thinking, why didn't Steve-O do the weather? Well, he's out today. He's with the fam.
With the fam, bam.
Nothing happening traffic-wise. You guys getting out and about. Be careful. Booyah.
Let's look at traffic.
Beautiful morning so far. Good day. Just take it easy, you know? Enjoy the beginning of fall. Man, I'm looking at a tree right now. The leaves, I can see them turning yellow right
beautiful.
Now.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. See it? Whoop. See it?
That,
see it turning
that leaf
yellow?
Just fell.
See it? It's fall, guys. I love it. Teo and I were talking about fall and mm-hmm. how much we love fall.
We love it.
I think as you get older, you know, you start to change. I mean, as you grow wiser, you begin to change.
Your sensibilities.
Your senses.
No.
Mm-hmm. My senses change all the time, man.
Mm-mm.
Yep. All the time. But, man, I look at things differently.
They might get duller as you age. Your eyes are the first to go.
They are. Oh, luckily, I got that LASIK vision, 2015 Eagle Vision.
That ain't never going to wear out.
Whoa. Those are my eyes.
Yesterday, Dex and I were talking about how if you ever hear an eagle at the beginning of a song, then you know it's going to be epic.
It's going to be epic.
30 Seconds to Mars used this to full effect.
What was it, Kings and Queens?
Yep. Yeah, just the beginning of the song. It's like...
Yeah, it's just so good. You got to have an eagle. That's the symbol of America. Come on, people. Hey, coming up at 7:20 from Smallville,
woo!
Michael Rosenbaum, he played Lex Luthor.
Yep.
And there's a new show on TV Land called Impastor. Mm-hmm. And the first season is up on Hulu. I watched the first 2 episodes last night, and it was good. You guys, you and Steve-O are going to love this show.
All right, I'll check it out.
It's good. trying to think. It reminds me of a show, and I couldn't think of what it was. It's almost like they kind of ripped. Oh, wait, you know what? It reminded me a little bit of Preacher, but in a more
sitcom-y funny
way. It's not a sitcom, but it's more comedy. And without all the monsters and
Demons and whatnot. Yeah. And whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, don't listen to me.
Listen to Dex.
Guys, don't listen to
everybody me. Listen to
it. I don't know what I'm talking
about. You know
about.
These people, they bend their lives to what you say.
It's nothing like Preacher. I take it back.
You're a preacher.
It's nothing like it. All right. While we wait for Michael to call us, let's talk about the top five features we want in our phone.
Bring it on.
What would you say if you could have a feature that you don't have? What would you want in your phone?
Let me think.
Well, or what would you say is the most important feature on your phone?
For me, well, I just use it to communicate with people. So,
mm-hmm. Well, okay, then, yeah, I guess there you go.
I don't play games. I mean, the camera's important for pictures and whatnot. Email. The thing with me, getting a phone that could transfer energy from like your hand to the battery,
yes,
is the future.
Yes.
Why don't we have that?
Solar powered phones. I know they have the cases.
Not even
right?
that. We transfer energy. You know what I'm saying? That's like true. we are just a ball of energy. Maybe it's cold fusion or something, and I'm just reaching for the sky. But I just don't understand why we can't make a phone with sensors to where when you're holding it, it's charging.
Because they, you know what, we can, Teo. It's the government doesn't want us to be able to.
The government
to do that.
Doesn't want us to have a lot of nice stuff.
That's the thing. Technology, it's so fast. And you know, they have to slow it down. They have to make sure they slow it down. We can't get ahead of our time. Well, there was a survey. Here's some of the top answers on features we want in our phone.
Mm-hmm.
Better hands-free technology. So it's safer to use in the car.
Brilliant.
5% said, yeah, I think that, yes, because we see it all the time. Every day, some idiot's texting and driving like, you are right now.
You better stop
it. Put that phone down.
Put it down. You don't need that.
And we always ask you as a text into the show, please be careful. Don't text and drive.
Yeah, don't do that.
Here's another feature we want in our phone, a better camera.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many... For years, I thought the iPhone had the best camera out there. Apparently, it doesn't.
No, not true. But that's like the only super awesome thing about the peasant phones.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
I said the peasant phones.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is something that I was pretty excited about with the new iPhone: is the water resistance.
Yes, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Make them waterproof. Let's do that. Let's get out of the resistance game and just make them proof.
We saw a YouTube video. Some people dunked the new iPhone 7 in a meter of water for 30 minutes, and
it was fine.
It was fine.
That's like the some whatever test of water resistance.
That's pretty good.
Meter of water for 30 minutes, and it held up.
Yeah.
It was okay. And it's like it was Consumer Reports.
Yeah.
It was the official, like for real Consumer Reports.
Yep. Here's the one I think most people want is a shatterproof screen. And Steve-O was bragging about that too with his new iPhone because he dropped it,
yep,
landed right on the corner, and it was fine. And then we saw another YouTube video. Some lady took a hammer to the new iPhone, and it was fine.
And then, if you guys want, like, the big detraction has been the no headphone jack thing. All you got to do is drill into it. We saw another video.
No kidding?
This guy just drilled into his phone, and then it worked.
So
just plug those headphones right in.
You just have to drill a hole.
Yeah.
And then your headphone jack will go in.
Yeah, just
that's pretty good.
Plug it
in. So the hole's in there. It's just you can't see it on the outside.
There's no way that he made that up, you know, and that he's just doing that to troll people. No way.
All right. When I get my iPhone, you know what? I have the iPhone 7. It's the 6, but it's really the 7.
Beautiful.
And here is the number one feature we want on our phone. A longer battery life.
Yes. That's the trick.
That's what we want. So there you go. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in on the conversation here in just a second. Mr. Michael Rosenbaum.
Oh, snap.
Here's some of the trailer from this show called Impastor.
That's me, Buddy Dobbs. I was out of options.
Stop! Don't! Whatever the problem is, it is not worth killing yourself over.
Now, my plan, take over this poor schmuck's life for a few days.
You're different than I pictured you.
Yeah, how's that?
I don't know. You're more rugged. We are very proud to have a gay pastor.
And super excited.
Yeah, so this guy, he's a slacker on the run, loan shark. And he steals this guy's identity, who happens to be a gay pastor traveling to a new town to become, you know, the new pastor at this church. Huh. And this guy ends up falling off a bridge. And so Michael, his character, steals his identity. And when he shows up and meets the people, he finds out he's a gay pastor.
This is why you don't steal people's identities. It's going to turn out to be more than you bargained for. And then you're going to be in a... just a mess.
Mm-hmm. I watched the first couple episodes last night, and I laughed. I thought it was pretty good. You remember him as Lex Luthor in Smallville? Somebody save me. He was also Dutch Nilbog on Fox's Breaking In. And he does a lot of voiceover work. He was the Flash in the DC Animated Universe. And he can do Keanu Reeves, Christopher Walken, Kevin Spacey. Man, that when people could do voices like that, mm-hmm. that's amazing. Are they is that something that they had to practice a long time for? Does that come natural?
I remember being a kid and thinking that voice impressions were the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
And then realizing later that I could never be good at it because of my southern accent.
Well, do you have to have that type of voice to be able to do that? Or could anybody, if they practice enough, be able to...
I don't know.
You know what? That's a good question.
It seems like we should ask him.
It's a good question.
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Because it's freaky, man, how they can change their voice to sound like so many other people.
And he does this.
He does this, yes.
Incredible. So we posted a status on Facebook. I was hoping for some questions. We have zero. If you have a question, you can text it on the live line, 585-LIVE. Somebody texted us and said, "You want a longer battery? Don't stare at your phone all day." To which I replied, "Thank you for texting this from your phone."
The games. I'm okay. The games. The games that you play on your phone, that's what drains your battery.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Well, and then everything tracks your location now. You can turn that stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the government to know where I am in case something bad happens.
Bill, I'm working on that piece of tape to cover my camera so I can make billions, like you said.
Real, real billions.
585 Live, you can text into the show if you'd like. He's late. He's supposed to be calling us. But coming up, we have some audio to play. There was a young girl from Albuquerque on The Voice last night.
Okay.
She was really good.
I want to hear it.
And I'm going to say it. Miley picked her.
Really?
Yeah.
No way!
She's on Team Miley. Good morning.
Hey, it's David Levin.
Hi, hold David. What's up? How are you?
Hey, good. I've got Michael Rosenbaum for you guys.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Hold on. Hey, Michael, you are on with Dex and Steve-O in, you're on with Dex and Steve-O in Albuquerque.
Hey, Michael.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of, you know that one? It's a good one.
I love it. It's Dex and Teo today.
Yeah, Steve-O's out. My name's Teo.
Teo, you seem a lot cooler than Steve-O, off the bat.
You have no idea. No idea. I knew the next line to the song you sang. Uh-huh. I was ready to jump in with a vocal harmony, but I decided not to.
I need that. I need some vocal harmony. I'm in the hotel. There's a drill above me. Mm-hmm. They're trying to put some makeup on me for some interviews to make me look a little better. Kim's here helping me.
Beautiful.
We're starting out our day. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
We're doing good, man. We're doing really good. Now, I got to tell you, Michael, I watched the first two episodes of Impastor. Because I'd never heard of this show until we found out we were going to be interviewing you. And so I watched the first two episodes last night. And I really like. I've been telling everybody all morning.
He was telling me
how
much
I enjoyed it. It's really good.
Oh, I love hearing that. And you know what? It's nice to be doing press for a show, and actually, you really love the show. I'm just so proud of it. And that's one of the things. There's so many shows on television and the internet and all these platforms for TV that, you know, a lot of people don't see a lot of shows that are out there, and it's hard to get people to watch. And it just seems like every time someone gives the show an episode or two, they're in. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice to hear, and I'm happy to hear that. It's cool. We're proud of it.
Yeah, it's I just love how you show up in this town, and you don't realize that, you know, your new identity is a gay pastor.
You know, I'm a con man.
Yeah.
Just trying to pretend that I'm this guy to make it ahead, an opportunist here, trying to make a little money and get out of town. And it is this eccentric little town of these weird little people, and things start to happen, and secrets start to. Well, I'll just let you watch the season.
Yeah,
you
can
also watch people who are, you know, season two's tonight on Impassive, but they can watch it on Hulu if they want to catch up.
Yeah.
It's a pretty quick series to catch up on. But it thrills me to know that you guys, or you. Teo, this is Teo.
I'm going to watch it. No, it's Dex that watched it. I'm going to watch it.
Well, Teo, you got to watch it, though.
I'm going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you're talking to two Christian guys. This is actually a Christian radio station. And so watching this show, there definitely was the stereotypical, you know, the Christian church. So far, I've only watched two episodes. But did you grow up in the church at all? Do you have a background at all as far
no,
as...
No, you know, believe it or not, you know, I'm very... here's the thing. I believe in God. I pray. I am spiritual. There's one God. I'm not the most, I don't pontificate about religion and all that, but, you know, I didn't grow up very religious.
Right.
I grew up in a Bible Belt town in Evansville, Indiana, and there was a lot of religion, but I remember going to church with my friends, and, you know, I never feared it. I sort of just had fun and just was, like, always open-minded and just, but... The great thing about this show is, even in Indiana, I hear, like, my mom's like, my friend's a pastor, and he loves the show and pastor. And I'm like, oh, so he doesn't find it offensive. He's like, not at all.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like we're bashing religion or anything like that. I think people really just dig it, and it's there's so much going on that, you know, no one's really offended. And I think in the beginning when you hear him pastor, it's like, oh, they're going to bash religion.
Yeah.
And that definitely doesn't happen.
Well, I think, too, like, even people – I'm sorry, go ahead.
You didn't feel that, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, I think even people in the most conservative circles could see that the bottom line message of it is there's consequences for your actions. So if you're running around stealing people's identities, you're going to have to deal with what you stole at the bottom of it.
Yeah. I think that's true, and I think there's also that element of, like, you know, he's this guy who never had anything to live for, and he never really had any faith. And then there's these little things that happen to him along the way, and you're like, was this divine intervention? Was this God? Are there good people in the world? And I think, you know, it's those little things in life that make you start to go, hey, what's going on? What else is there out there? And I think that's what happens with Buddy. I mean, it's nuanced, and it's not,
right.
You know, I don't like those shows where it's sweet and saccharine and in your face, and this is not like that. But I think there's those little moments that he starts to go, wait a minute, maybe there is something else. Is there? Mm. So it's nice to see that, and that there are good people in the world.
That's cool.
Maybe it's like a Breaking Bad in reverse, where, you know, you're a bad guy, but now you're going to end up becoming this good citizen, you know?
I'm going to use that.
Use it.
Love it.
Breaking Bad in reverse. That could be the best thing I've heard all morning.
So, Michael Rosenbaum, you pretty much, I mean, Smallville was so good. We both loved it. Steve-O's not here to talk about it. He loved the show.
Our other co-host who's absent today, he was so stoked about this interview, and then he's like, I'm not going to be there. Lost his mind.
Where are you, dude?
Yeah, he's with his family. Terrible. But these roles are pretty different. I mean, you played Lex Luthor on Smallville for, what, 10 years? And, you know.
Yeah, that was a long time.
So what is that like, you know, going from a character that you played for so long into, you know, this new role as Buddy?
I'll tell you, the difference is waking up at 6 a.m. to get your head shaved. or getting in there, rolling in around 7:30 to get some you know, like cream in your hair.
yeah,
that's funny.
That's the major. You know what? They're both flawed characters. I mean, they both come from you know, the wrong side of the tracks, and you know, old Buddy does. I mean, Lex was spoon fed, and you know, but he had this overbearing father, and he lost his mother, his only love, and his baby brother, and at a young age, and lost his hair in a meteor shower. He didn't have a lot going for him, and faced a lot of adversity. But you know, he didn't really have any role models in his life, and you understand why he kind of became the man, or the evil man that he did. And with Buddy, I think what's great is you see. Especially in season two, you see a glimpse into his past, of his childhood, and you're like, of course this guy is a con man. Of course he's this gambling fool and, you know, smoking a little grass and doing all these wrong things because he didn't have any guidance. He didn't have anybody to say, hey, you're smart, buddy. You're a good kid. He didn't have that, and maybe things would have been different. So they have similarities in some ways, but I think Buddy, you know, I mean, nobody, you know, is born evil. You know, it happens. You're a product of your own environment, and I think if you don't have the proper guidance and quality people around you, I don't think you can make it. It's very hard, right?
Did you have a chance to watch Better Call Saul yet?
I haven't. Is it good?
Oh, man. Did you watch Breaking Bad, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I almost think that it's better in some ways than Breaking Bad. It's really...
Really?
Yeah, and your character, Buddy, on Impastor reminds me a little bit of Saul, a little bit.
Oh, that's good. I mean, if you like the show. I mean, I loved Saul in Breaking Bad, so I'm excited to see it. I need to watch it. My brother says I got to watch it, so I definitely want to see that. I haven't had enough TV. I haven't been able to watch any of the new shows lately because I've been working, but... I'm trying. I got to catch up. Like, there's one show. What should I watch besides Impastor tonight at 10:30? What else should I see?
American Pickers.
No. No. Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon. How about? Have you seen the new Lethal Weapon? You got to try it.
Is it good?
You know what?
I had the same reaction.
I was thinking, there's no way this is going to be good. And guess what? It surprised me.
Ah.
TV is so it's like who's creating these shows,
right?
Yeah,
it's like no edge at all. It's just wrapped up into a bow at the end of it. You know, I've done that before, but I'm willing to give it a chance. I'll watch something. You know, if I have to. I mean, you guys making me do this? Do I have to watch Lethal Weapon?
It's either that or MacGyver.
We're gonna twist. No, don't quit giving him. Luke Cage comes out on Netflix this Friday. Watch Luke Cage.
All right, I'll give that a shot. Luke Cage.
Oh, you're going to love
it. It's a Marvel property. I'm a big comic book nerd, and so real quick, because I know you got to go, Batman Superman comes out this year. Jesse Eisenberg plays Lex Luthor. It is a pretty wild take on the character. You played Lex Luthor for 10 years. What did you think about it?
You know, I never like to... you know, put down other actors because I think you go out there and you're vulnerable and you take risks and you say, hey, here's what I'm going to do, and people are either going to love it or they hate it. So I commend Jesse Eisenberg and anybody who plays any role or takes a chance that, you know, they took a chance and given the opportunity. I feel like, you know, my whole take on roles like that is just to just keep it grounded and keep it real. And who knows why, you know, there's a combination. There's marketing executives and the big wigs over at these companies and the director and everybody just telling you how you should be playing a role, maybe, unless you're Johnny Depp. And, you know, when I went in to play Lex Luthor, I just said, hey, I'm going to play him real, grounded. I just wanted it to be believable and play it my way. So I don't think you always have to play characters crazy because they're an evil, you know, you're playing an evil villain and it's Lex Luthor and I've got to go crazy and do all these things. And I think he's a really talented actor. I mean,
totally.
But, so, you know, everybody plays it different. Many people love that version, but I like when things are just grounded and then the craziness comes out of somewhere that seems almost like it organic, you know, it comes out of somewhere where it's like seems so real. And, you know, why is he acting like that? And maybe there's not enough time in a movie to really understand, and we're already supposed to accept that version. But, you know, I think he did a good job, and I think he's a good actor. So
that's cool.
You know, I'm just being honest.
That's good.
Michael Rosenbaum, just awesome job. I can't wait to watch. Well, I have to get caught up on season one of Impastor first, but tonight, season two. Yeah.
Thanks so much, man. Tune in tonight. Have those folks tune in.
All right, man.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Later, man.
Bye.
Cool guy.
I wanted to say, because he said he grew up in Evansville, Indiana, I dated a girl in college from Owensboro, Kentucky, which is right across the river from Evansville.
Small town?
Yeah. Yeah, but like Evansville's a bigger than Owensboro, but it's a small town.
I bet he knew her.
He probably knew him. I mean, we're basically best friends, me and Michael Rosenbaum.
That's right, man.
You guys heard it.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
They're funny and they're rich. The top earning comedians.
Now a health benefit.
Jerry Seinfeld's made more than $900 million in the past decade.
It cleans out the arteries. You can actually live longer, which I guess is good news unless you're a wino.
But he's lost the top spot in this year's best paid list to...
You see my fire? You see my fire?
Kevin Hart, who earns $87 million a year to Seinfeld's $43 million. The highest paid woman on the list...
Amy Schumer!
Fourth place Amy Schumer took home $17 million.
Californians living in remote communities in the Santa Cruz Mountains are under orders to evacuate. Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says so far, more than 1.5 square miles of dry brush and timber have been charred.
The Washington Monument's been plagued by elevator problems over the past 2 years, and now the National Park Service is hanging up the closed sign on the icon for now. They've got a budget of $3 million to get that elevator fixed, but the process is supposed to take up to 9 months to finish.
Consumer confidence has hit the highest level in 9 months.
Home prices are up 5% for the year. The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Index of home prices increased 0.6% in July.
7:45, hello.
Hi, today, 84 degrees.
Hello.
Take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
Oh, man, something's going on. 40 eastbound out by Unser. In between Unser and Coors, maybe all the way back to 98th. Down to about 10 miles an hour out there. You guys be careful. I don't know what's shaking. There might be an accident or something. If you're stuck in traffic and you're stopped, text us. 505-585-LIVE. We'd love to hear from you.
Love
maybe
it.
You're out there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning, Stormy.
Stammy.
We just got off the phone with Michael Rosenbaum.
It was fun.
From Smallville and the show on TV Land in Pastor. And the podcast hopefully will get fixed. Sorry, the day two that the podcast has been down and something's up. So hopefully we can get it fixed today. But if it does get fixed, you got to listen to that interview. It was great. Coming up at 8 a.m., we got Miles Brown. This young man is in Black-ish on ABC. He plays opposite of Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross. Mm-hmm. This little guy was first seen on America's Got Talent. Baby Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Black-ish, but you know, I watched the trailer. It looked funny.
Do any of you guys watch Black-ish? Tell us on our live line.
Yeah, I can't even say it. Never mind.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Never mind. You know, never mind. Okay? So 8 a.m., Miles Brown.
Better watch yourself.
All right. Coming up, we're gonna do a letter in the 8 o'clock hour.
Good.
Someone needs our help.
We got to help?
Someone has... someone's dating in the... You know, they're in the dating world and...
it's the best world.
They want to know if this simple test that they use to define that special someone is if we think it's a good test to use.
Does it go like this? How many walkers have you killed? How many people have you killed?
That's a, you always have to ask those questions.
That's what you
when
need to ask.
When you're dating, you ask your date.
That maybe you wait until it's getting serious, but
you, sure?
you gotta ask.
I don't know, man. I feel like that might be
like straight off the bat.
That might be the questions you ask right out the gate.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Depending on how they answer. I mean, why waste your time if they're not going to answer it correctly?
That's a solid point.
Are you done with that season? So it's season six?
No, not yet. Still got a couple episodes to watch. Me too.
I started over. I skipped a few episodes, though.
You did?
Oh, I've already seen it.
Well, yeah.
So I kind of know which episodes to skip.
I got to get back in there and finish up before the premiere. The premiere's coming up. It's always in October, right?
Yeah. You better get on. It's a couple weeks away.
No, not even a couple weeks. We're like three days from October.
Oh, my God. It's this weekend, right?
Christmas. It's Christmas
it's
right
Christmas
now.
It's Christmas time, and I think it comes out this weekend, right?
Oh, no.
It's time. Guys, get that Christmas shopping done today. Don't put it off. Oh, my gosh. It's snowing outside.
October 23rd.
Okay, so the end of October.
I got a little over a month. Or a little under a month, excuse me.
Scared me, man. I was like, it's this weekend! But we're kicking off Christmas. What day does that fall on? It's 28th, 29th, 30th. Wow.
Christmas is always on the 25th.
Well, I know that, but we kick off Christmas October 1st.
That's right, we do.
That's right.
That's right.
That we do.
Labline says Blackish is awesome.
Really?
Also, hey Dex, remember years ago at the Edge when you used to play drums in the studio and annoy the other radio station?
That is that's freaking me out right there because I was just thinking about that yesterday.
Did you text this in yourself?
No.
I think you
texted. Whoa. I haven't thought about that in so long.
Is this your friend Gareth?
I don't know. I can't believe that they texted that in. I just thought about that.
Tell me what you used to do.
So to kick off the show, Buck and I would, every morning, we had a drum set in our studio.
You had a drum set in the studio?
And
can
so,
we get one of those in here?
Yeah, we can.
Dude, I'll play drums all day long.
So you know the O Fortuna? You know the epic?
Yeah.
So I would play that, and Buck would play the drums, and I would sing, and we'd wake everybody up. It was dumb, and I was just thinking, man, did we really think that was cool back then? Because it really wasn't.
No wonder we don't have any friends now. Man.
I don't know how we stayed on the air for
so long.
Well,
one person thinks you guys were awesome.
Maybe it was cool, but just looking back on it, to me it was just, I don't know. It was ridiculous. We honestly did it just so we could annoy the peak next to us because our studio is right next to Jackie, Tony, and Donnie. And so we would always
Hated you guys.
We would turn it up. I mean, Buck would go crazy on the drums.
Man, that's cool. Hey, let's get one in here. We can wake up no one else.
Yeah, well, Peter's.
Peter would be like, stop.
Yeah,
Peter is radio royalty.
We can't do that to
him. We can't do that to him.
No.
He is legit. He's legitimate.
So that's really the only reason why we did it, just so we could annoy the other show.
That's funny. I think that would have been awesome.
But we didn't do it because it was good radio. That's my whole point.
You guys just wanted to.
It was really stupid.
You guys, Dex is a pro now. He sends, whenever he comes across like a motivational article, he will send it to Steve-O and I.
Oh, did you read that one?
I didn't read it yet.
You gotta read
I looked
those,
at
man.
The timestamp and I was like, dang, he gets there so early in the morning. Yeah. But it was sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, that's if you want to be in this business for a while, you have to grow. You have to learn to evolve.
You do. Be careful saying that on this station.
No, I'm not allowed to say that.
Careful, brud.
But you have to be willing to change. A lot of us out there, we don't like change. Not a lot of people like change.
The only kind of change I like is the change in my pocket, money. Money is what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying. It was a money joke.
It's always been one of my things in radio is I'm always constantly thinking, how can we become better? Mm-hmm. I mean, can we change something? Can we make this bid or, you know, whatever we're doing better? Is there some feature we should be doing? Because there's a lot of shows out there that continually do the same thing over and over and over, and it just doesn't work. They don't last very long. So you always have to change. You have to change with the times, technology. You have to be up on all the social networking.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. I'm 59 years old, and I'm still doing this. It's crazy, man. You could die any second now.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I'm poking the bear. What were we talking about?
The
Voice is what we were going to talk about.
Okay.
So apparently last night on The Voice, which I didn't watch.
Me either.
I'm not going to lie.
My neither.
But I bet you Steve-O did. He's not here to talk about it.
Let's ask Steve-O real quick. Steve-O, how was The Voice?
Steve-O? Anybody?
No. What? He sounds like Little John. I don't think he's been taking his meds.
Yeah, it's true.
He's starting to sound a lot like kind of a combo of Piers Morgan and Little John.
I was thinking the same thing. All right. Well, last night, this young lady was on The Voice.
Coaches, get ready. Let's meet our next artist, whose family culture is just as important as her music.
My name's Kalia Kimberly. I'm 16 years old, and I live on the Mescalero Apache Reservation in New Mexico. I am half Native American. My dad is full-blooded Mescalero Apache, and my mom is Caucasian and Cherokee. Living on the reservation, there is lots of wide open space, mountains, lots of green. I think it's amazing out here. Growing up, we didn't always have a lot of money. We still don't. We're not the wealthiest family, but there's a lot of love, and I think that matters a little bit more. My great-grandma and my grandmother are very traditional. They speak Apache, but I don't really speak a lot of it. I'm still learning more about my culture. I love to sing country music. Country music gives me like a home, happy feeling. There's not a lot of places to go and sing music on the reservation, so my parents take me outside the reservation to perform. I sing karaoke, I sing at weddings.
Everything she does, I'm proud of her. And just for her to make it this far, it's amazing.
Kalia from New Mexico.
Brilliant.
Made it onto The Voice last night, which is really cool. So what we're going to do is, in about 2 minutes, we're going to come back and we're going to hear what this young girl sounded like last night on The Voice. And we'll find out who picked this young lady.
Okay.
Will it be Miley? Alicia Keys?
Blake Shelton?
Adam Levine? We'll find out. Also coming up, we're going to talk to a young man from Black-ish on ABC. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao on KLYT, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Voted best morning show by 2 out of 3 of their moms.
Hi, Mom. Love you.
Hello to my mom. I love you.
Starmie, Dex, and Tao. Steve-O's out with his fam today. 7:59.
High today, 84 degrees. Let's take a look at traffic.
It's dead.
Traffic! I'm not seeing any specific accidents popping up, but man, there's a lot of congestion. Coors and Alameda. Let's see, we got I-25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo. 40 eastbound between Unser and Coors is pretty stacked. Also, 40 westbound over around the Eubank, Wyoming area. And also, Gibson Boulevard and I-25 North. Lots of stuff going on. You guys be very careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Here any second now, the young boy from Black-ish. His real name is Miles Brown. He plays Jack Johnson in ABC's Black-ish. He's going to call us here any second now.
All right, all right.
But here is the young lady from The Voice from New Mexico, Kalia Kimberly.
I know everybody wants you. That ain't no secret. They can all back off, 'cause I know what I want. And while I got your attention, did I mention? If you got a kiss on your lips that you're looking for somebody to take, if you got a heart that ain't afraid to
come on, Miley, come on, Miley, come on.
If you got a friend, I'm free.
Blake and Miley are like, oh man, should we hit the button?
They're considering.
We're going to find out right after we talk to this
no!
young boy. No! This is the bell, man. Oh, I got you guys on the edge of your seat.
Dex!
Gosh, this is good. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing, Carl?
What's up, Carl?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. You know, Steve-O's gone today, so it's just Dex and Tao.
That's right.
You know, you guys are the heart of the show anyway. So.
Carl. We're definitely hanging in New York next week.
Yeah, well, then you got to let me know. Do you have my digits and all that stuff?
We got we'll do that. I'll hit you up on Facebook.
Yeah, do that, and then you can text me and let me know when you're around.
Booyah!
So jealous.
Excellent. All right, so I'm going to hook you up with Miles Brown. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
Here he is. All right, Miles. Here is Dex. I'm sorry. It's just Dex and Tay, or is it Steve-O? Yeah. Yeah, Steve-O's gone, right?
Yeah, yes. Steve-O's gone.
Dex and Tay.
All right, so it's Dex and Tay-O.
Dex and Tay-O.
Yeah.
What's up, Miles?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, man. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you. Or nice to talk to you.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's cool, man. What? Where are you calling in from this morning?
I'm calling in from California, Oxnard, California.
Awesome, dude.
So it's pretty cool that I get to do all this stuff. And normally I have to always come to the actual radio station and stuff like that. So it's pretty weird.
Oh, that's
awesome, man.
That's really cool. So, Miles, your life has changed quite a bit. I mean, you were on America's Got Talent a few years back, and then you got to go on the Ellen Show, and then all of a sudden you're on this hit show on ABC called Black-ish. Tell us about your life, man. You probably have the coolest life ever, right?
It's really awesome. Like, everybody feels like a real family. And ever since those three things that you just said, I've always stayed the same dancer because I've always been a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always dancing wherever. If you see some episodes of Black-ish, you see me dancing here and there. But it's just a really cool experience. Everybody feels like a family. But it's really cool is when I was at public school, everybody in my neighborhood just treated me the same. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Just getting to be with everybody is really amazing.
Man. Well, so Tao and I haven't seen Black-ish yet, so you need to tell us why we should watch this show.
Yes.
You have to see Black-ish. It is amazing. Our season 3 premiere comes out. Our season 3 premiere just came out last Wednesday.
Okay.
Season 3 premiere came out last Wednesday. Our new, this Wednesday, and you can watch it on Hulu if you guys watch Hulu.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Hulu. And it is really awesome. We've had 3 seasons. You have to watch it. It is really cool. And once you probably watch it one time, you're going to watch it a lot more times. So.
Okay.
And they have a lot of surprises. We have a lot of cool guest stars. And they're just really awesome. And you can kind of feel the chemistry between us.
Okay. You know what, Miles? I'm going to watch now. You made me want to watch the show.
You have to watch.
Okay, I'm going to watch it. And besides your show, Black-ish, Miles, do you watch any other TV shows? What are some of your favorites?
I watch a lot of TV shows. I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's also on ABC. I watch a lot of, before I was on Black-ish, I used to always watch, Nickelodeon shows. I used to always watch The Flash. The Flash is awesome.
Yeah, we love The Flash.
Yeah.
The Flash, Arrow. I like to watch a lot of Nickelodeon shows, Sanjay and Craig. That's, my favorite show.
Nice.
Sounds weird, but it's, my favorite show. let's see, SpongeBob. Ever since I was born, I used to just watch that show every morning. SpongeBob is a great one.
All right.
Let's see.
Miles, I got a huge...
And me and my dad just started watching Designated Survivor.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, our guy that's missing today, his name is Steve-O, he thought Designated Survivor was awesome.
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a huge question for you, Miles. You're on ABC.
Okay.
You like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Obviously, you're a Marvel fan.
Right.
Are you going to play Miles Morales, who you share a name with, in the movies?
See how many people know this?
We gotta make it happen, Miles. We gotta make it happen.
I know. I know a lot of friends that work at Marvel, and I don't know what's happening.
We gotta get it going.
We have to do something.
Yep. We will make a petition on the internet. We will go to change.org and file a petition.
That's a campaign.
Yes.
That's to make a campaign.
We'll do it.
You got it.
You would be perfect.
Thanks.
I don't know if you've ever read the comics, but literally, you would be perfect. And you already have the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're talking with Miles Brown.
I would.
And he's in this new ABC. Well, it's not really new. It's been out for a little bit.
Yeah.
But Black-ish. And we're totally going to watch because the way that you described the show Yeah, I think I'm going to laugh and have a good time watching this. Do you like dancing or acting more? What's your favorite?
Both of them, because I could really do one inside the other. So I could really do dancing while I'm acting, and I could do acting while I'm dancing. So it's pretty cool. I could do both things at the same time. So I can't really have a favorite.
Gotcha. Miles, I have a question. You said you love SpongeBob. You've watched it since you were basically born. My friend Dex here, he can do a great SpongeBob.
I can do
SpongeBob.
A pretty good one. You want to hear it?
All right, sure.
All right, Miles, welcome to the show. How was that? Was that good?
That was pretty good.
No, all right.
Miles, I need you to tell him the truth.
I could be the voice of SpongeBob.
I could be.
No.
I could do it.
Tell him the truth, Miles. It was awful because I'm trying to shut this thing down.
It was pretty good. Just a little bit.
All right.
No.
That's so good. Oh man. So, Miles, you know, you're a young man. What's the last piece of advice someone gave you? You're a big star now. So I'm sure your parents and close friends probably give you some advice. If you could give some advice out there to any other kids that want to go into the industry that you're in, what would you tell them?
I'd say just keep doing whatever you're doing. Make sure you always have fun. Don't be a shy kid. Always give back. Mm-hmm. Just if you want to be a basketball player, if you want to be an astronaut, whatever you want to do, just make sure you have fun doing it, and then it just becomes easier, and then it inspires other kids and to do what you want to do, and then on and on and on.
Beautiful. That's good stuff.
Man. Miles, thanks so much for spending time with us. We're going to make you be the next Spider-Man. It's going to happen.
So all cool. Right. All right, ABC Black-ish, you play Jack Johnson, so everybody needs to tune in and watch you, okay?
Watch ABC new episodes this Wednesday or tomorrow.
Yeah, or tonight.
Tonight.
There you go, buddy. All right, thanks, Miles, for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yes. Thank you.
See you, man.
Bye.
See you, man.
What a cute kid.
That was a good dude.
That kid was, I think he's like 8.
He's 11.
He's 11?
I've looked up his IMDb.
What a smart
he's
kid.
He's 11. And so here's the thing. When Miles Morales becomes Spider-Man in the comics, he's 14.
Whoa!
They just got Tom Holland, who is Peter Parker. He's got to be Peter for a few years. That kid would be perfect. He's already named Miles. He's in the Disney family. Make it happen.
I know.
What is happening?
That's good stuff.
That should already be happening.
That should happen right now. I'm telling you right now. Okay.
Wait, we got a review on your SpongeBob voice.
Go ahead.
Dex, your SpongeBob voice is lackluster.
Okay, well.
And Dex, never do impressions again.
You know what? I think it's pretty good.
Sorry, bud.
My voice is a little off today. I'm kind of losing my voice.
And then we've got another person on the live line that says Black-ish is racist.
Okay. Well, all right. That's your opinion.
Calm down, live line.
So before we were talking, before Miles called us, we were listening to this young lady that was on The Voice. She's from New Mexico. Her name's Kalia Kimberly, and she made it on The Voice. Here she is. Miley Cyrus and Blake turned around.
No way.
On your hand.
Yes!
Oh, you've got a kiss on your lips that you're looking for somebody to take. Hey, if you got a friend and I'm free and a shotgun, I'll see you on the stand. I ain't got nowhere to be. So baby, I'll take whatever it is you got to give.
I'm not a country guy, so I don't know. Is this good?
I think so. It's not bad. It doesn't sound bad. She called dibs, everyone.
Calling dibs.
Oh, man. Miley and Blake are like, what's up? And she's crying.
She's crying, guys.
She's thinking, I'm finally going to get out of New Mexico.
I had everybody doing this. Come on.
What's your name?
Kalia Kimberly. I'm from New Mexico.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful.
I heard that.
Beautiful.
I thought to myself, young. But great.
Thank you.
When I started this, I was a baby. Because my voice was changing at that time and I was finding my own sound, the one thing that would always bother me is I felt like I was pitchy when I was younger. It wasn't even on the high bits. It was actually on the lower parts, which is what I always am the most impressed with. So I think girls should show that off when they can hit those low tones. Yeah. A lot of the time, people want to stay up here and it can seem like you don't have any emotion in the song because you've just been twirling up here the whole time and showing off and you don't relate to the song anymore.
Was that a pitch?
That was my pitch of why I think you should. I mean, come on, look at my outfit.
Okay.
Look at my outfit. I'm crazy.
She ended up picking Miley Cyrus.
No way.
Yeah. This young girl from New Mexico. That's pretty cool.
Well, a girl can dream, but she should have gone with the seasoned vet, Blake.
I probably would have gone with Blake. If you're the country. Well, I don't know. Miley is a little country.
Well, she started off in country and then she exploded in the pop world. Now she's insane. So, sure.
My daughter, Jaden, loved Miley Cyrus when she was little.
When it was Party in the USA?
Hannah Montana.
Yep.
She loved Hannah Montana. Landon wanted to move to L.A. so he could find Hannah Montana and marry her.
Okay.
That was what Landon wanted to do. Okay. Sorry, Landon. I just embarrassed you. I'm really sorry.
How could you do that?
Well, you know. I don't think his dream is to do that anymore. I mean, he's like 23 now, and you know. But, so that's pretty cool. I didn't watch any other the contestants on The Voice last night.
So. Why didn't you watch anything?
I didn't watch it.
But you're the one I trust to watch. Well, this is The Voice. This isn't AGT.
This is kind of Steve-O's thing. AGT is my thing.
AGT is your thing.
Sorry, man. But if there was any other shows or any other contestants last night that that you guys liked, let us know on the live line.
Okay, look, we're in the 8 o'clock hour. Two big announcements. Number one, Steve-O is not here today.
Mm-hmm.
He has a family event.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out. Number two, the podcast is jacked up.
Ugh.
Number one, Monday, it did not record. There will never be a Monday podcast. Number two, yesterday, the podcast is ready, but our uploading driver thing is also jacked up.
We had a great show yesterday.
Great show. And it's ready. It's there in the file. Like, it's the 27th. It's
I'm bummed about
go.
Mondays because we had a really good, amazing debate.
We had a debate.
We did.
It was awesome.
Things got heated.
Man.
Steve-O almost punched me in the face. It was crazy.
I think he actually got mad at me.
Okay, he did.
He felt cornered when I started talking. So we apologized. I apologized.
If anybody should have been upset, it was me because I didn't even really get a chance to talk. I had all these notes.
You had a ton of notes.
You pretty much said everything that I wrote down.
Well,
it's okay though. I mean, you're a little.
I'm a speed reader.
Yeah, you are.
Read them off your notes really fast.
It's fine, man.
It's okay.
Dex actually sounds like the new less funny SpongeBob. Thanks, man.
That's an insult.
I appreciate that.
Somebody else said, Steve-O, stop texting the live line about Dex. Possibly.
Oh,
it's a possibility.
Man. No, come on. It was good. Guys, I think with a little work, I could have SpongeBob down.
I mean, Miles seemed convinced. I tried to tell him. I was like, hey, don't lie to my friend.
Right.
Miles, come on, kid.
All right.
Man, that kid, he's like at the beginning. He's at the beginning of his career.
All right.
Stop.
Okay.
It's not getting any better.
I'll work on that off the air.
We had two fantastic interviews today.
We sure did.
If you guys missed out on Michael Rosenbaum, we've recorded it, and hopefully the podcast will work again one day.
Beautiful.
You can look at it this way. It might not be loading right now, but soon there's going to come a day where just like, blah, all these podcasts just post.
It's going to be great.
Be beautiful. Beautiful.
All right, let's move on to the Trumpster.
Okay.
Mr. Donald. The Donald.
Yep.
Big story coming out of Monday's presidential debate wasn't who won or lost. It was why the heck was Donald Trump sniffling all night long. You guys remember, we all were sitting there going, he's just sniffing a lot.
Lots of sniffing going on. Whole lot of sniffing going on. Sniff.
Well, yesterday, Donald went on his free publicity generator, a.k.a. Fox and Friends.
Oh.
And said this.
What's the deal with the sniffles? I heard you in, I think, the first answer. It sounded like you had seasonal allergies or a little cold. What's up with that?
No sniffles. No. You know, the mic was very bad. But maybe it was good enough to hear breathing. But there was no sniffles. I don't have.
So you don't
have
a cold?
No allergy. No cold.
Okay.
Every once in a while, but no cold.
He said he didn't have a cold. okay, all right. Well, I decided to, remix his sniffles.
Oh,
you want to hear some of this?
What do you call it? The sniffle mix?
Here it is. Here it is. Good. Better. Good. This better. That was made from the sniffles of
Beautiful.
Donald Trump.
The beats.
I actually made it for you, so you wanna throw down?
Let's do it. Yeah. On a Wednesday morning. Early to bed, early to rise. I woke up sleepy, wiped the sleep from my eyes. Then I got up and took a very cold shower, because that cold shower, you know, it gives me power. So I came to work, had to make it hurt, because Dex was here, Steve-O was not, and it was sad.
Yeah!
At the end, it turned into a haiku of sorts.
Yeah,
I was going to go into this really cool, like, Busta Rhymes-ish type thing.
That was beautiful. That was good.
But it ended.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, guys.
Hey, you know what? It was beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, you don't want me to cut that. I'm more of the remix guy. I'll give you the beat. All right.
I love the beat. I loved it.
Appreciate that.
I loved it.
So that's the latest on Donald. Have you read anything recently about the? Because everything I've heard since that debate was everybody wants a restart. They want a redo? They want a redo, not for the debate, but it's like, oh my gosh, these are the two?
Yeah,
that's what everybody's saying.
Can we redo the election cycle, please?
People very disappointed.
First pan, please.
And that was another thing we did on Monday's show, is we had you guys call in, we'd give you 30 seconds, and you'd tell us your thoughts. We did that on... We did that yesterday, right?
This is what I think is funny. Everybody assumes that we are all libertarians now because we make fun of Hillary and Trump. We make fun of both of them. So everybody's just like, oh, well, that means they're libertarian, which is not necessarily true, everybody.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I totally understand the, can we just start this whole thing over?
Mm.
Jim Gaffigan tweeted, as other people have, the night of the debate, he tweeted, I think we need to take the next 4 years off from a president.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are actually in agreement with that. And they're kind of like, let's just...
So no president
take a
for
breather.
4 years?
I mean, we've got a system in place. Maybe we could just use it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said Teo's got mad bars.
You do.
I give it a 6 of 10 because I feel like I could have wrapped it up better. I didn't know when the beat was going to end. I was about to fly into this ridiculous thing and then couldn't do it.
Yeah, someone said they watched the entire debate and never noticed the sniffing one time. I did.
No, my buddy Teddy was in town. We watched the debate, and Teddy's the one that actually pointed, like, a minute in. He goes, do you hear him sniffing?
Yeah, it's
and
super
then
weird.
Once he said that, I couldn't hear anything else.
Yeah, and the way he was drinking his water was just...
He was doing his Rubio impression.
It was weird. I don't know. I guess when you're up in front of over 100 million people, you're a little nervous.
Yeah, this person said, I watched that entire debate and never noticed the sniffing. Man, it's all over it.
All I could think of is if I was up there and I took a drink of water, I'd be the guy in front of 100 million people that would drool water down my down my chin.
You'd be talking to me.
Yeah, that'd be me. I'd get caught on camera.
And then the people from the opposing party would be like, he's having a stroke. Look at him. Look at him. Unfit.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm actually kind of excited for the next debate to see what kind of changes happen, because it was a train wreck.
Yeah.
And I think Donald's people are going to have to hone his skills a little bit. It just needs to be a little more prepared. It didn't sound like he was prepared enough.
Yeah, and then he yelled at Hillary for preparing for the debate.
Well,
you do what you can, and,
yeah,
and
I guess
you can what you do.
Yeah, well, it's scary time, and so
it is what it is, guys.
We got to be praying.
It's my
we
got to
be praying
phrase.
Every day for this election. You know,
I have really, really great news, and you need to play like the. You need to play that. I want the good one.
What do you mean? I don't.
When I say the good
news?
One, No. Like, I mean, this one? I need the mighty...
That one?
Or let me find... I need, like, the 2001 Space Odyssey theme.
Oh, okay. I got that.
You got it?
Yeah.
I got that. It's in there. And I'm talking about the, you know, the one, the Tamteo intro. We're standing by, guys. I have huge news. It just hit the interwebs. It just got officially announced.
Hmm. This is the Tamteo?
Some of you... Yeah, this was Tamteo. Well, ours was the bad version. Some of you were super stoked, like me, this year when The Jungle Book came out, and it was awesome.
I loved it.
Loved it. Jon Favreau directed that. Now, let's see. He did a little movie last year called Chef. It's on Netflix. It was great. He did Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2. He also plays Happy Hogan. Mm-hmm. We can officially confirm that the Walt Disney Studio Company and director Jon Favreau are putting a new reimagining of The Lion King on the fast track to production.
Yeah!
A live-action Lion King movie?
That's
are you
cool.
kidding me?
I'm down. Hakuna Matata.
Guys, this is huge. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Like Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King will include songs from the animated film. Disney and Favreau are also in development on a sequel to The Jungle Book.
Beautiful.
No release date has been announced for either film, but a live-action The Lion King.
Hakuna Matata.
Matter what?
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
That's I'm excited. News.
Love it. Thanks for sharing that.
Beautiful. Beautiful news.
All right. When we come back, we have some more headlines from Teo.
Teo.
We're also going to share an amazing story of a cop who did something amazing for this man and his family. So we're going to share that when we come back. Hang out. Hold on a second. Let me do this.
I already took my headphones off.
Okay.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
They're funny and they're rich. The top earning comedians.
Now a health benefit.
Jerry Seinfeld's made more than $900 million in the past decade.
It cleans out the arteries. You can actually live longer, which I guess is good news unless you're a wino.
But he's lost the top spot in this year's best paid list to...
You see my fire? You see my fire?
Kevin Hart, who earns $87 million a year to Seinfeld's $43 million. The highest paid woman on the list...
Amy Schumer!
Fourth place Amy Schumer took home $17 million.
Californians living in remote communities in the Santa Cruz Mountains are under orders to evacuate. Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says so far, more than 1.5 square miles of dry brush and timber have been charred.
The Washington Monument's been plagued by elevator problems over the past 2 years, and now the National Park Service is hanging up the closed sign on the icon for now. They've got a budget of $3 million to get that elevator fixed, but the process is supposed to take up to 9 months to finish.
Consumer confidence has hit the highest level in 9 months.
Home prices are up 5% for the year. The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Index of home prices increased 0.6% in July.
I knew I shouldn't have hit that button because now my computer's frozen.
Awesome!
That's good.
Knew I shouldn't hit that button, but it did. Man, your computer just died.
I was just telling Daniel, he's like, how's the computer running? Oh, smooth, man. It's going great. No.
What button did you hit?
Well, I shouldn't have hit the button I hit. I just shouldn't have done it.
Okay.
I knew it would do it, too, and it did it. Everything's just breaking down on us, guys. You know, it's just the way it goes. Hopefully, we'll get the podcast fixed and won't have any more issues. Because I can't work like this.
He can't work like
okay?
this.
Okay? I can't.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
All right. Good morning, Starmie. It's 8:34.
That's right. High today, 84 degrees. There's a lot going on traffic-wise. Let's take a look. Traffic.
You're on your own, buddy.
There's an accident reported. Paseo del Norte East at Jefferson, and it is really clogging it up. So if you're eastbound on Paseo and you're like, wait, what's happening? What's happening? There's an accident to the east of you. Also, a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound around Coors. And it looks like, what is this road? What is this?
What is that?
What is this road? Let me zoom in here. Yeah, let me get in here. I don't know what road that is. It won't tell me. But anyway, lots of traffic this morning. You guys be really, really careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Beautiful. There we go.
There it is.
System's up and running. 585 Live. You can text the show. Feel free. Chime in on the conversation. Maybe you want to say hi. Maybe you want to check in. Maybe you're listening somewhere else.
Yep.
Other than the beautiful 505.
The 505. Maybe
we love hearing from you guys.
What's 575? Because we get 575.
That's just another area code for...
For New Mexico.
For New Mexico. What was Mississippi?
When I was a kid, it was just 601 for the entire state. Then it got split into 662 and 601. And now I think there's another one down by the coast.
Wow.
So I don't even know.
See, I think there's only one in Montana. It's 406.
Area code.
But I could be wrong. Maybe
let me check it out. Okay. No, there's four now. You ready for this? 601, 662, 228, and 769.
Wow.
Look out. Moving on up. Population explosion.
Yeah, there's got to be more people in Mississippi than Montana, right?
Maybe.
There's not a lot of people in Montana. I think there's more people in Albuquerque.
Well, let's take a look.
I think...
406, Montana, yeah, the entire state, the giant state of Montana.
Yeah, a lot of open land there.
Wyoming only has one. Nevada only has one. Take that back. It has two. Las Vegas pretty much has its own. Let's see. New Mexico has two, primarily. Colorado has three. Utah has three. What is 85801?
What?
What is Utah? Okay, that's up by the Salt Lake.
That's a European country is what it is.
It looks like it's a polygamous area code there. why are you laughing? North Dakota has 1 minute. What are we talking about? I'm sorry. Area code talk.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Area code talk, guys.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
On Sunday, a guy in Indiana.
Beautiful.
What's the area code of Indiana?
7.
A guy named Mark Ross found out his sister died in a car crash in Michigan.
I was laughing.
And he wanted to be with his mom, but didn't have a car. So a friend agreed to drive him there, except they got pulled over in Ohio.
Dang.
It turns out the friend's license was suspended.
Dang.
So he got arrested and the car was impounded. It also turned out Mark had a warrant out for a misdemeanor.
Oh.
And it wasn't anything serious, but he could have been arrested as well.
Right.
Well, luckily, one of the cops heard about Mark's sister and decided not to arrest him. Check this out.
So we just got pulled over by the police.
Mark, do you have a valid driver's license?
Do I have a valid driver's license? No, that's why I didn't drive.
Well, he doesn't have one either. So you're going to be able to call someone that can come and pick you up? He doesn't have a license either. We'll try to get you as far north as we can. If someone can start south or something, you have to get to Indiana?
Sure, that's my thing. I got to go identify my sister. My sister literally just passed a couple hours ago.
Right, I heard you saying that's why I want to get you there as quickly as we can, but he doesn't have a license. So we got to get somebody who can drive you guys. Were you guys working down here?
In Indiana, he's working in Indiana.
So one of these cops, after they heard about Mark's sister, decided not to arrest him. In fact, he offered to drive Mark the rest of the way, which is about 100 miles.
Dang.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
His name's David Robinson.
The basketball player?
San Antonio Spurs.
What?
And Mark posted a photo of them sitting together in the squad car. Mark's black and the cop is white. And Mark says he's never been a huge fan of the police, but he's extremely thankful for what David did.
That's cool.
By the way, his warrant is in Michigan, so he has to deal with it while he's there. But he's been able to be with his family and says David is even coming to the funeral.
Wow. That's important.
Someone set up a crowdfunding page to help with the cost. Well, let's see here. I haven't clicked on this. Let's see where we're at. Wow.
They had a $10,000 goal. They're currently at $12,790.
That's pretty cool, man.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. A cop just stepping up. Found out this guy lost his sister.
Yep.
He needed to go and be with his family, be with his mom. 100 miles away, this cop did it.
That's awesome.
He stepped up.
That's really awesome.
We need more of that. We want to see a change in our communities, in our city, in the world. We got to step up and start doing things like that. No matter what color you are, we're all the same, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think it's cool because right now things are just so volatile and crazy. Mm-hmm. It's little acts like this that are going to go the longest way.
Yeah, those are the ripples.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about the ripple
effect. We want to make these giant sweeping changes, but the way to make a giant sweeping change is to do many, many little incremental changes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Love it.
You got to.
Not saying that, you know, if somebody didn't, like, do something huge and awesome, it wouldn't work, because it definitely would. But, you know, on ordinary days, it's the little things that really go a long way.
Right. Well, just think for a second. You know, someone who's having a bad day, mm-hmm. when they are approached by somebody who decides to do something, you know, whether it's a small thing or a large thing, just something small like, hey, I want to pay for your lunch or your coffee today. That turns your day around like that.
Yeah, it totally can. Like, whoop.
Yeah, that right there could change a person's outlook. Sometimes, you know, I remember throughout the years, you know, people have emailed me and said, you know, I was ready to kill myself.
Whoa.
But just because of, you know, you guys making me laugh and the words that you said that morning,
mm-hmm.
I decided to put the gun down.
That's
what we need to do. It's those things that we hardly ever notice that make the biggest differences, I think.
I think a big thing, too, is that when we do small things, and not to go and do them so other people will see, because I think that's counterintuitive, but just when you do something to help somebody else, whether or not you realize it, other people see that, and then it inspires other people to do little things like that. That's why it's that ripple effect, because a lot of people genuinely want to be doing kind things, mm-hmm. and they want to be doing the right thing. And so we just need somebody, like most of us, you're waiting for somebody else to provide that example, and then you follow.
Yeah.
We need to be more willing to provide the example, mm-hmm. to just do it.
Yeah.
And just let the outcome be what it is.
I have a really good friend in it. His name is Miles Brown, and he's 12. Miles Brown gave me the best advice.
No.
He told me once, you know, you have to give back.
Dex, he's not your really good friend. We just talked to him, and he's a kid. And number one, you never ask a kid where he is, Dex.
Why?
First question
why
of the
not?
Interview. Where are you calling us from? I'm a kid, so why
know.
Do you want to know?
I have no idea.
Never ask a child where they're from, where they live. Hey, what's your address, Miles?
Hey, Miles, what's your telephone number? Hey, Miles, are your parents there?
I almost stopped you.
Well,
just almost.
I know. He was he very mature.
For 12. Beautiful kid.
Yeah, Blackish is the name of the show on ABC. We interviewed him. He plays Jack Johnson. All right, so there you go. Do something good today. Make it happen. All right, let's jump into some headlines. I'm really excited to wear some shades before I go to bed.
If you have issues sleeping, we learned earlier, put on a pair of sunglasses a couple hours before you go to sleep. See what it does for you. You don't have to wear them while you're sleeping, but mm-hmm. just a couple hours.
Thank you, Corey Hart. I wear my sunglasses
at night. A rare black moon
Ooh.
Is set to rise on Friday in the night sky of the Western Hemisphere, which is this one. The final day of September will bring a rare lunar event that hasn't occurred since March of 2014, thousands of years ago.
I've never heard of a black moon.
A black moon. The term black moon has several definitions, but one of the most common definitions is the second new moon in a calendar month. This is similar to the well-known blue moon, which is a name given to the second full moon in a calendar month. Since it is a new moon, it will not be visible or it will not be a visible event as the side of the moon that is illuminated will be facing away from the Earth. Last time that two new moons fell in the same month was March 2014. Thousands of years ago, as they gathered around Stonehenge to worship the night and summon the evil spirits there within or therein, depending on whether or not you're good at English.
I'm so scared right now.
It was actually just 2014. It was a couple years ago. The Black Moon. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. What'd you say? When's that happen? Friday night?
Friday night. Last night of September.
What time? What time do I need to be watching?
I think it's like it. It says the new moon occurs at 8:11 p.m. Eastern.
So 6 o'clock.
Interesting.
6 p.m. our time.
We're not even going to see it.
Sure we will.
No, we won't. The sun's still out. Is it fall yet?
It is.
Did we lose an hour? When do we lose an hour? When is daylight savings time? Saving. What? Whatever.
When is daylight saving time?
Daylight saving time ends on November
6th. Okay.
2016 and will begin on March 12th.
Okay, so.
Thank you, sir.
We don't fall back till November. Okay. Fall back. Spring up.
Fall back. Sprang up.
Sprang up. Fall back. Somebody texted us way earlier this morning. The pin, pineapple, apple pin. They did it in emojis.
They did it in emojis?
Emojis.
I have a pen.
Thought it was real cute.
I have an apple.
Shout out to the cute emoji pen. Welding live liner.
I have a pen. I have pineapple.
That's going to be the biggest song of the year.
Huge song. Huge number one hit. 14 countries. The average person only takes a 28 minute lunch break. But you actually need a longer one. So let's talk lunch o'clock. If you ever listen on Saturday mornings, number one, I feel sorry for you. Number two, it's me.
Really? You do a Saturday show?
I get
show?
Really stoked about the lunch o'clock hour, which is the noon hour.
Why?
Because of food.
Well.
You get real bored on Saturday morning when you're doing the radio alone.
You do a shift that long? Man, I'm sorry.
Shut up. What do you mean you didn't know about it? It's from 8 to 2 Saturday morning.
I listen every Saturday. Come on.
It really is awful.
No, man, it's my favorite show.
You can tell I'm just trying to get through.
Actually,
gosh.
My new favorite show?
Steven Christian.
Yeah, that guy. That guy right there, he's got a new radio show at Star 88.
I've got to read you guys his first break because I texted it to him. I heard his very first break.
What did he say? Because I wasn't listening.
It was fascinating. Let me find it. Didn't I text it to all three of us?
You did.
Four of us?
I'm just trying to act like I didn't.
What? Know. Okay, yeah, Steven. Yeah, here it is. Steven said,
I want you guys to make it a family tradition to gather together around the radio like they did in the 50s as I play music and talk to you.
Make it a family tradition? Get over it, Pompadour. Yeah. And then he starts ragging on our morning show.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
What was
specifically Steve-O, maybe me, but we're best friends, so I didn't take it to heart.
Remember when he tripped me in the hall the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I fell flat on my face, and then he went, that's what you get, Buster Brown.
You know, he's kind of become a bully since he fell in with the pastors. Like the pastors crew, like they come through, and they're like, hey, what's up, radio? Kick, punch, kick. And then we're all like, oh, 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 and then they say, bless you, and they walk off.
He called me Buster Brown.
I'm sorry, bud. Anyway, back to the lunch break, which is what I was talking about. You might think you're being a hero by not taking a lunch break and just powering through. But you are not. So take a break. Eat 17 tacos like Dex. According to a new survey, the average person only takes a 28-minute, why can't I say that? Lunch break. Only 17% of people take a full hour. 12% of people don't take one at all. That's not a great idea. It's really not a great idea. When you skip taking a break and you stay at your desk, it actually makes you less productive and less creative. Since you're not getting a good break from all that just sitting around, it might even be bad for your health.
Yeah,
take a lunch break.
Yeah, when I used to work construction jobs every now and then, when I was younger, oh man, I would pack the most beautiful lunch.
Beautiful lunch.
There's something about having a lunch in a paper bag.
A brown paper bag.
There's just something about it. When you grab that paper bag, that brown paper bag, and you open it up, and you can hear it just, and then you smell it, and you got your sandwich in there, and you have your You have your crackers.
And then chips. What is that? That was the wild card option that Mom threw in there. What is that? You throw that away. You don't even know what it was. Some kind of casserole.
Yeah.
In a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Oh, there's a pickle in here.
There's a pickle.
PB&J today. Ooh.
Similar feelings are, see, like a lunchbox. Classic tin lunchbox.
You used to have lunchboxes.
Classic lunchbox. Maybe you had a plastic one. In the 80s, we all got obsessed with plastic, and then we realized, this isn't doing anything for me.
Mm-hmm. I had a He-Man and a G.I. Joe lunchbox.
Beautiful. I think I had a tin Transformers or something. Of course I did. It was legit.
Every kid had one.
A high school in South Dakota had something called Ranch Day this week, where students dressed up as cowboys. One girl, one very clever girl, she dressed up as a bottle of ranch dressing.
Yes.
Instead. And the picture is hilarious.
I love it.
Let's go over the picture now and describe it because people can't see it. Beautiful picture. There's a brick.
Ranch day. Ranch day. So everybody's dressed up and, you know, they're ropers. Did people in Mississippi wear ropers?
What is that?
So it's like the girls' version of Wranglers. They don't have pockets on the back?
Sure. I think it's their a possibility.
Jeans. Their jeans.
I'm going to post the link to this because this is a good one. This will make you smile.
Yeah. And, you know, who doesn't love ranch dressing? I put it on everything.
Here's
which is why I'm overweight.
Day smile. We got a phone call?
Nope.
Oh.
Which is why is it okay to just drizzle a little bit of that Hidden Valley on
you
there?
You know what's weird? I'm an American and I'm from the South and I hate ranch dressing.
What?
Hate it. The only ranch that I'll tolerate is the Dion's Ranch and I don't even really like it.
It's great ranch. I'm a Hidden Valley guy, like that.
You Hidden Valley?
That girl.
You in that Hidden Valley?
Yeah, there's something about it. I can put it on everything. I get made fun of all the time. I'll be at an expensive restaurant, you know, eating a nice steak, and I'll always ask for a side of ranch.
All right, I'm posting the link to that article right now. It's your hump day smile, because today's Wednesday. Commonly referred to in the animal kingdom as hump day.
Somebody on the live line said, whatever, Teo, I love Saturdays because you're on.
Tell them to raise their standard for a Saturday morning.
No way, man.
Tell them that's what I said. Okay, something just disappeared. There we go. I got bumped. A guy got busted using a Trump cutout in the carpool lane.
Uh-oh.
A guy was pulled over on the freeway in Auburn, Washington yesterday morning for driving in the carpool lane without a passenger. No, he was trying to beat the system by taping a huge cardboard cutout of Trump's head to the passenger seat or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
But a trooper, I love her, a trooper realized it was fake, stopped him, and now that joker's facing the maximum fine for driving solo in the carpool lane, which is $136.
Yeah, the Trump head's a little big. I mean,
it's huge.
Think if he would have
and he is
a little smaller that... it might have worked, but...
It looks like he's at the end of fired.
You're fired.
That's where he looks like in the expression. Don't do that, guys. If you don't have a passenger, then don't drive in the carpool lane.
We don't have to worry about that here.
Look at this. Somebody on the live line said, it's so quiet in here without Steve-O.
It is so quiet.
We talked about it this morning. We were like... are people going to think it's extremely boring?
That's the thing. No, they're not, Teo.
Another live line said, can we please ask people to stop having accidents on the freeway in the mornings? There have been accidents every morning this week. I can only suggest, I can't control the way that people drive.
10-4, copy that.
So quiet in here, we can hear crickets.
My girl Martha, who's also from Mississippi, said she hates ranch too.
Come on.
Thank you, Martha.
What is with you Mississippi people?
It's just me. I guarantee you it's just me and Martha.
What?
It's not
I don't know, man.
I should be excommunicated from the state because of that.
I'm going to Google it.
Google it. You Google it.
Mississippi.
I want to watch you spell this.
Ranch.
Oh, somebody entered a song request. That's not going to happen. This is not a request line. Crazy, crazy people. We just got another letter. Maybe we can answer this letter in the 9 o'clock hour today.
Are we out of news?
No, we got tons of news, man.
Sorry.
But we're right up on a break.
Do people in Mississippi hate ranch? Is what I hate ranch. There we go.
What does it say?
I'm going to find out right now. Yep, That's what it says. Why does everyone hate ranch in Mississippi right there?
Beautiful.
13 so things all people from Mississippi hate. And
one small sign of progress.
Why is it ranch? This is so weird.
We're busting out.
I don't get it.
We got to do it.
Oh, one more headline. Good time for one more.
According to a new report, the first baby with DNA from three parents was born in Mexico about 5 months ago.
Wow.
That is strange and unsettling.
Yeah, I don't get that. Is that...
It's a boy. 5-month-old boy is the first baby to be born using a new technique that incorporates DNA from three people. New Scientist magazine or website or whatever it is says this is a great news and a huge deal. That's actually from Disco Elick at King's College in London, who was not involved in the work, but he says it's revolutionary. The controversial technique, which allows parents with rare genetic mutations to have healthy babies, has only been legally approved in the UK.
Sounds like witchcraft to me.
But the birth of the child, whose Jordanian parents were treated by a U.S.-based team in Mexico, should fast-forward progress around the world. Three parents.
That's weird. Huh. All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live, if you'd like to text the show. We'll be right back. Come on, newsboys. Is that really you?
That's you, Dex.
Good morning. Star 88.
Guys, Steve-O tried to call us and we missed his call and now he can't. He's busy.
Sorry, Steve-O.
Love you.
906, good morning.
High today, 84 degrees. Let's take a look at traffic. You guessed it. It's a mess out there. That's a stabbing. Got an accident at Jefferson and Paseo. Really, really... making things bad. It's two right lanes are blocked. Also, a little south of that, right around the corner from here, I-25 south between Osuna and San Mateo, there is an accident and a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound once you hop off of Coors. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Thanks. Thanks, man. Are you ready for the Trump versus Clinton Songify 2016?
Yes.
So, you know how they do the whole song if they auto-tune and Songify yes. Speeches and... well, Blondie.
No way.
Joined in on this song.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I should we vote for you?
Japan. We don't pay.
What magical things will you do?
We should raise a minimum wage.
I know how to win. She does not.
We should build an economy not for those at the top. I think about this a lot.
Oh, I should we vote for you? Should we try to keep the peace in the Middle East? Or give up and use the money to cure herpes?
We should have taken the oil. Now they have the oil all over the place.
We've got to defeat ISIS. I was involved in taking out Bin Laden, the Secretary of State. Trumped up, trickle down. That's what it would be. That is not how we grow the economy.
Don't let the jobs leave. We can stop the companies. Stop them from leaving. I built an unbelievable website.
Not bad, huh?
If you want to see in real beautiful time assets. The homepage beautiful. Of my website, please go.
And what take a look at mine. You've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life. I spoke to Sean Hannity. Everybody refuses to call Sean Hannity. Sean
Trumped up, trickled down. Why should we vote for you?
Oh, Dex, you rascal.
Oh, you rascal.
You rascal.
That was Blondie, guys. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. That was a good little version there. Man, Blondie's getting up there. She's...
I thought, yeah. She's, Debbie Harry, right?
Yeah.
I thought... No, I didn't think she had passed away, but I guess I just didn't really think about her for a long time.
Yeah, that was Debbie Harry and Chris Stein of Blondie. Transformed that beautiful debate we heard on Monday night into a beautiful song.
Beautiful.
A beautiful song. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Let's see. We do have a letter. We did say we were going to do a letter in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yep.
I guess we could do that. right now if my computer doesn't freeze.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Thank you for writing in.
Bless.
Appreciate you guys.
Bless.
Of course, you can always text in at 585-LIVE if you want to contribute, mm-hmm. give some advice, your thoughts. You can email us, like this person did, at studio@star88.fm. I'm 30, and I'm in a relatively new relationship. I've made a lot of mistakes in the past, so I'm taking it slow on this one, and I'm really trying to find the right Christian girl. Things are starting to get serious, and I have a very simple litmus test for whether or not she has potential.
Okay.
First, she has to be a Christian.
There you go.
And second, could I eat 50,000 meals with this person?
What?
I know it sounds weird, but I read it somewhere. Basically, it means you're lucky enough to live until you're 90. Let's say you eat roughly 2 meals a day until you retire. Then almost all your meals together, so somewhere around 50,000 meals if you calculate that up. Can I see myself eating all my meals and being comfortable doing it with this person for the rest of my life?
Okay.
I realized that in my past relationships, especially my last one, I wouldn't want to do that. But now I can see it happening. Is my test lame, is the question? Is
yes.
eating a meal with someone a good way to judge their potential as a husband or wife? You say yes?
Yeah.
What? I say no.
You think that's a good way to like get to know somebody? I guess it is if you think about it, but I guess it's a lame test to me for some reason. I don't
okay, know. So you're saying it's a lame test, that you shouldn't, no, that's dumb.
It's just an odd thing to focus on.
Yeah, but think about it. Those are questions, even if it wasn't about the meals. Sometimes I think if you're dating, you're trying to find that special someone, don't you have to take a step back and go, can I see myself being with this person the rest of my life?
Yeah, I just think eating is a weird place to put it.
Well, a lot of us, we love to eat. I mean,
yeah, I get that.
You eat all the time.
I eat all the time, but
we love to eat.
Often it's alone.
Yeah.
And so why would I base
okay,
that
okay, well,
on...
how many times a day on average do you and Don eat together? Because, of course,
once.
You don't get breakfast.
Dinner.
Once. Just dinner.
Supper in the South. That's when we eat together.
Yeah.
As a familia in the Espanol.
I would say that that's probably normal. One meal mm-hmm. a day for the average couple, I would imagine.
So that means I have to live 50,000 days. I can do that.
Yeah.
I've done it. I'll do it again.
Starmie, what do you think? Is this he wants to know, is his litmus test, is it lame? Is that something I kind of think it's okay. I think that's probably a good question. I mean, can you picture yourself eating 50,000 meals? Because when you say 50,000, that's a lot of meals. So
that is a lot of meals.
You would want to say yes. I can't imagine my life without this person. I want to eat every meal with this person. You know? Mm-hmm. I think it's a good question. 585 live. 585-5483 if you'd like
us.
To text in. What are they saying on the live line?
I mean, wouldn't a better one be like, is this somebody I could watch TV with every day of my life? Because that's what a lot of it ends up being. Is this somebody I'm willing to cede remote or control of the remote control to?
No, that...
That's a big question.
The woman is not allowed to touch the remote.
See, in my house, I feel like Dawn hides the remote all the time so that I can't find it, and then she has control. Oh, I found it. Click. We're watching Jane the Virgin again.
Is that the rule in your house where if whoever finds the remote first gets it?
Well, usually I'm just in there trying to find it. Where is it? And then she goes, oh, what do you know? It was right here. I've had it the whole time.
It's not Dawn, though. It's Johnny Danger. We used to have the exact same problems when our kids were little.
He had everything.
The remote was always missing because one of those little rascals would go and grab it and take it off somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it in the toilet or throw it in the garbage. I don't know how many times our kids threw something in the garbage. A cell phone.
Oh, gosh.
Remote control. And we knew we had to check the garbage.
We buckled down all of our... We got these little locks that go on the garbage so nobody can...
There you go.
So he can't just throw stuff in there like a crazy person.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. This is Rhett. How you doing?
Hey, Rhett. Hey, where you been, man?
I was just listening in to the chap who wrote in. That's a very interesting thought. I've never actually thought of it in that regard. But when I met my wife and we were talking about, you know, getting together and actually pursuing a relationship, the thing that I kept in my mind is something that my grandfather told me. He said, when you find a woman that you like, that you think you want to make your wife, bear this in mind, that the majority of women will lose their looks, but their voices will pretty much remain the same. So if you can close your eyes for 5 minutes and like their voice, if you can close your eyes for 15 minutes and love their voice, and if you can fall asleep to their voice, that's something that is a better indicator than anything else.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I never thought about that either, whether, you know, if you were dating somebody that you liked but their voice was really annoying, would you be able to get past that?
No.
Right.
Maybe their laugh was really annoying, like mine?
Right.
You got a beautiful laugh.
Leslie, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Good stuff, Rhett. Thank you.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Dude, Rhett, I hadn't heard from him in a while.
Liveline is blowing up if you'd like to chime in. So we got this letter from a Starmy member. I have a simple test if I want to get serious with someone. Could I eat 50,000 meals with them? Well, first he said they have to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. Second, could I eat 50,000 meals with them? And he's wondering, is my test lame? What do you think? 338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so I dated a guy on and off for 10 years, so a really long time. And he couldn't stand the way I took a sip of water from my cup.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't look at me when I took a drink from my cup of water.
Did you drink it like Donald Trump or
like just killing that thing?
No. I drank it like a normal person. But he also couldn't stand the way I ate. Like, he couldn't watch me eat. He couldn't, like, listen to me eat. So he had to wear earphones, like music, in his ears.
Good grief.
Are you kidding?
How loud are you eating?
No. Oh, wow. Mean,
no, that's not, no, that's not
I'm
a
not
thing.
I'm not making this up.
Okay, but here's the deal. Yeah, like,
and then you guys said that, well, if you could.
Pump the brakes.
How loud do you eat?
I don't eat loud at all.
Okay.
I chew with my mouth closed.
I think you're in denial. Wearing headphones.
Headphones.
Hold on. No, this isn't. This wasn't my problem.
Eat.
He had a mental disorder.
Let's hear you eat. Go.
Okay, so when we watched TV together, he couldn't stand the way like I breathe. So he couldn't see like the rise and fall of my chest. He couldn't hear me breathing, so he had to sit with his hand covering his eyes and one finger, like his thumb in his ear, so he couldn't hear me or see me.
Okay.
Wow.
You gave this dude 10 years?
10 years? You're either a monster or he does have some mental issues. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hang on.
So I think this is a good test for him. You know, if that's really something that's important to him, then I think that's legitimate. Like, you know, I had to live with somebody who didn't like the way I ate.
This is blowing my mind.
I have so many questions for you.
Yeah, we need to interview you.
I have so many questions. Like, how did it end? Did he finally come up to you and say, listen, I just can't handle it anymore. I'm about ready to jump off a bridge. I can't do it. I'm out. Well, how did it end?
So I actually prayed about it a lot, and I asked God for a way out, and he got an internship or like decided to go to school in Santa Fe. And so he had to move. So I was like, this is my opportunity. You know, I think you should go and get your education or whatever in Santa Fe. I'm going to stay here. Okay. And
wait, are you talking Albuquerque?
Yes, I'm in Albuquerque.
He moved 30 miles away. It sounds like he went to Ireland.
I wanted to get out of that relationship. Oh, and it's hard when you really love someone to leave them. you know? Oh. And he relied on me for a lot of things. I took care of him in a lot of ways, financially, just, I don't know, in
you
every way.
You took care of him financially?
And so.
Man.
Yeah, I paid all the bills. Like, he was responsible for certain bills, but he wouldn't pay them. Huh. And, yeah, it was a really not a good, healthy relationship.
I'm glad
so,
you're out of that, because that's crazy.
But there hasn't been anybody else that you've dated that has brought up your smacking or your breathing?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Are you sure?
No, that's good.
I'm positive,
see,
I promise.
Because she's going to hang up the phone and then take a drink of water. It's going to sound like somebody just, like, busted open a fire hydrant.
You guys are so mean.
Oh, we're just joking.
No, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. He had to wear headphones when they ate meals together.
That's unbelievable. You guys know how sensitive I am when it comes to smacking.
That's so good.
That's crazy.
Oh, what are they saying on the live line?
Thebe said something about making excuses for not committing. This person said, number one, can she cook those meals?
Okay.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Let's see. You have to think for yourself. Is this the person you want to adult with for the rest of your life? Hashtag Atlanta. I'm assuming that's from the show. Here's one. I can't stand someone smacking, so I had to tell this to my husband, and before we were married, I told him he would have to stop smacking or I couldn't marry him. He stops most of the time. Shout out from Indiana.
Indiana. Good morning.
Dude, I could totally understand why that dude wore headphones, and he probably wore those sleep aid shades, too,
every time he
was hanging around with her.
Yeah, he probably
did. Oh, boy, that's mean.
Yeah, this sounds like that guy had some issues.
Dude, it was... Oh, dude, she sounds like trouble.
Whatever, dude. She was a sweet gal.
She's fine. The guy definitely had some issues.
Yes. You didn't hear when she was talking? You didn't hear...
No!
Stop it! No!
You didn't hear what she was talking? She sounded like Trump times 10.
Love you. See ya. All right. We got a letter from a Starmie member. They have a little test that they use... that he uses when he goes out on dates. And first it's a Christian, and then the second one is, could I eat 50,000 meals with this person? Can I see myself eating 50,000 meals with this person? Is that a good litmus test? Is that I think it's pretty good. So far everybody seems to think it's not bad. Good morning.
So I have a comment about the gentleman who called in about the voice, marrying a woman with a nice voice. Mm-hmm. And when he said, if you can fall asleep to it, I really feel like that's going to cause a lot of problems in a relationship if the husband's falling asleep while the wife is trying to talk to him.
That's it sounds point. Really good to me.
Yeah. Hey, honey, will you just talk to me? Because I want to go to sleep.
Hey, quick, just, you know what? Keep talking for a few minutes.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking, this is the problem. Yeah, they're going to need a lot of counseling.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Have you ever had have you ever fallen asleep on Don when
yes.
she was talking?
Yeah.
I've done it to Leslie. And,
it's mean.
Okay, have you ever fallen asleep
bad.
On a friend that
yes.
was that you were talking to?
Yes.
I remember I was pouring my heart out to one of my buddies, and I looked over, and he was sound asleep.
Oh,
I was
gosh.
So mad. I threw a pillow at him and told him, wake up! I was just pouring my heart out to you, and you're asleep.
Somebody on the text line said, it's called misophonia. It's an actual brain disorder. And so I Googled it. I have multiple people saying, you need to Google misophonia.
So that's...
So check it out. It is the... It is rare. It's a strong reaction to specific sounds. And smacking is mine.
Yeah, but you're not like that, were you?
I control myself. I don't go nuts.
You've
like
given
that
me
person.
A couple looks sometimes when I'm
That's
eating.
The most I'll do is I'll just give a funny look.
Yeah.
But if somebody, like if I see that person is completely unaffected by my pleas to please not do it around me, then yeah. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. Like Colin in House of Heroes, one of my best friends, he smacks like the frog from the cereal Smacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he'll never stop. Never, that's, ever. Well, so I've just accepted it.
So that's the thing. Are you willing to be okay with that? These are all good questions before you decide you're going to marry somebody. You should probably just think about, hey, can I eat 50,000 meals with this person? Because if I can't, I don't think I should marry this person.
Man, people are being mean to that girl that called in on the live line. You guys need to calm down.
We were just giving her a hard time.
We were. She was in the right.
3,700. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, that's Travis down here in Las Cruces. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Wow.
Oh, hey, this is an interesting conversation because I think Tao hit it kind of right on the head, thinking about whether we want to be adult with somebody. But we need to think about it also from the side of, are we adult enough to be with somebody?
Mm.
Because while you pointed out that there is an actual condition about, you know, sounds, and I may not have it, but I am the same way. I hate hearing when somebody eats. I don't need to hear your food.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that when I crunch ice, you can hear it a mile away. So we have to kind of weigh that against, well, what little faults or little ticks do we have, and kind of measure that up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you an astronaut? Because you sound like you're in space.
How is space? Is it wonderful right now? Beautiful this time of year. Space.
That's the new iPhone. Just be careful with that.
Oh, beautiful. Good. You know? iPhone 7.
It's
great.
It's speech resistant, so you can't hear anything.
They have a moon setting, so it makes it sound like
nice.
Light years away.
I love it. Thanks for calling
in. Right.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
You too.
I like it. That's good stuff.
That's a good point, because we're getting so many. Apparently, smacking and mouth sounds, that's a very common annoyance. And that's where you have to figure it out, I think, on both sides of the equation. The person who is annoyed by the sound needs to say, okay, am I overreacting?
Yeah.
Because we all do. I air drum all the, I tap
and
all the time.
Sometimes it's annoying.
It's super annoying.
But it doesn't bother me all the time.
I try to, when I realize, oh my gosh, I'm being too loud, I try to quieten down.
Sometimes, though, I look over at Tao and I'm impressed. I'm like, whoa, he's like this amazing air drummer.
Thanks. But then also, so if you're annoyed, you have to ask yourself that. But if you are the one doing the annoying thing, you need to ask yourself, okay, can I dial it back a little bit? Mm-hmm. There's two sides of it. Both people need to be adults.
Maybe you have
meet in the middle.
Maybe you have a certain test, you know, that you have to throw out there when you're dating somebody. Like this guy, his litmus test was, can I eat 50,000 meals with this person? That's a lot of meals. 585 Live. You can text in or you can call us at 338-3700. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao. What's going on in the news today?
They're funny and they're rich. The top earning comedians.
Now a health benefit.
Jerry Seinfeld's made more than $900 million in the past decade.
It cleans out the arteries. You can actually live longer, which I guess is good news unless you're a wino.
But he's lost the top spot in this year's best paid list to...
You see my fire? You see my fire?
Kevin Hart, who earns $87 million a year to Seinfeld's $43 million. The highest paid woman on the list...
Amy Schumer!
Fourth place Amy Schumer took home $17 million.
Californians living in remote communities in the Santa Cruz Mountains are under orders to evacuate. Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says so far, more than 1.5 square miles of dry brush and timber have been charred.
The Washington Monument's been plagued by elevator problems over the past 2 years, and now the National Park Service is hanging up the closed sign on the icon for now. They've got a budget of $3 million to get that elevator fixed, but the process is supposed to take up to 9 months to finish.
Consumer confidence has hit the highest level in 9 months.
Home prices are up 5% for the year. The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Index of home prices increased 0.6% in July.
Welcome to the show, Starman. 37.
High today, 84 degrees. Let's take a look.
Traffic!
It looks like the accidents are either being cleared or have been cleared that were reported earlier. So it looks like traffic's actually moving swimmingly. There you go. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Traffic! Sorry, real quick.
Traffic! Traffic!
Welcome to the show, Starmy. Welcome. Before the break, we were talking about this young man who wrote in. He's 30, and he's in a new relationship, and he said he's made a lot of mistakes in the past. He's taking this one slow. He wants to make sure he finds the right Christian girl. He said, things are getting serious, but I have this litmus test that I started doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
The question that I ask myself is, could I eat 50,000 meals with this person? He says, it sounds weird. I know.
Very strange.
I think that's a good question. It sounds odd. Yeah, 50,000 meals. But yeah, I think that's an important thing to answer. Could I actually eat 50,000 meals with this person and be okay with it?
Okay, so we've had a lot of people texting in. Had to break some hearts this morning. Let's see. A lot of people are kind of joining in on, because this conversation devolved into, what sound do you think is annoying?
That's great.
So now a lot of people are texting in, you know, air drumming is annoying, tapping is annoying. Let's see. There's nothing worse than someone scraping their fork against their teeth.
Oh, gosh.
Why would you scrape your fork against your teeth?
Well, that and also the plate. I have a hard time when... Oh, that freaks me out, man. I don't know why, but it does.
Oh, man. Some people were asking if the caller gave the guy the mental disorder from earlier. It's not fair, guys.
Yeah, well. It's a great question, and I think, you know, when you're in a new relationship or you're dating,
mm-hmm.
These are all great questions. Can you handle this person's whatever it is? And are they willing to work on it?
Are they?
If your partner isn't willing to work on something that is affecting you, that's a big sign, right?
Right.
Because in a relationship, you should be able to want to work on yourself.
You should meet in the middle.
Right.
Truly believe that. I mean, at least with this kind of stuff, this is trivial stuff. You know, little annoying things. We all do little annoying things. We all have our pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially in a committed relationship, you're going to want to find a way to bridge those pet peeves. You're going to want to not be as annoyed. Like, why do we take pet peeves so personally? That's the problem. We take them like that person is doing that on purpose to destroy us, which is not usually the case.
Yeah.
Not usually. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because when you know somebody's pet peeves, they're vulnerable to you. Mm. You can get them, you know, get them where it hurts. But normally, a lot of times these are just habits that people have formed and they don't realize that they're doing it. They don't even realize it's happening. And then on the other side of it, when we have those habits, we have to be willing to recognize that they are annoying and dial it back a little bit. Make an effort to if you know specifically, like if you or Steve-O, you both know that my pet peeve is smacking.
Mm.
So you guys make an effort to not do it around me.
Yeah.
And when you do, it's not like I go, hey, and lose my mind.
Yeah.
Like Steve-O on the microphone. I don't do that.
Is that your pet peeve with Steve-O?
What are you talking about?
Go ahead. Give it to me straight. What is it that I do that annoys you? And I'm okay with it. You can say whatever you want.
I'll tell you what it is real quick. You ready?
Tell me.
I just hate the way that you hold your face. It's not so much when you're smiling.
What?
Or when you're laughing,
my face?
Or when you're crying, it's just your face.
That
the way you it just sits
I can't
there.
Help that.
When you hold your face, like
I wasn't expecting
wait, just,
that at
no,
all.
No smiles,
oh,
just real quick, just normal, normal face me real quick. That's the one.
That's the one.
Wow.
Oh god.
It looks like the backside of a cow.
Okay.
Got hit by a tractor.
All right. I'm sorry I asked.
With teeth in there.
All right. Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Cut it. Cut it out. Cut it out.
585 Live. Feel free to text in. Things that annoy you, your pet peeves, or maybe you have a test that, you know, that you throw out there when you're dating somebody, like this young man who emailed us. Can I eat 50,000 meals with this girl? Okay, I kid. All right, maybe she's marriage material.
You know what? Maybe his pet peeve is, like, vocal eating sounds, and that's why this is such a good test for him.
You know, that's probably a good call. He might have that issue. Yeah, Because honestly, for me, I've never looked over at my wife and watched her eat. I don't think I've ever just sat there going, man, she eats that weird, or there's anything that nothing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. My wife's perfect. So I married her.
I just think as long as we all remember that in those quiet moments, if we're making a sound that's annoying, we just try to dial it back. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the attitude of being like, well, no, I don't care if it gets on your nerves. I'm going to do what I want. That's such a stupid, stupid attitude. It's like, oh, thanks for standing up on your pet peeve. Mm-hmm. You just cured cancer, friend. Thanks. Yeah. You know, what? Who cares? Like, why would you stand for something? Why would you be, you know, bullheaded about something like that?
The last time Leslie called me out on something that she didn't like was the way I yawn.
Oh, gosh.
When I'm tired, I go,
give me a good yawn. I love it.
I make a vocal sound when I yawn.
It's a sound as unto the angel.
Hates it.
I love it.
Drives her crazy. And you know what? I really tried hard. It was tough to remember to not do that. But mm-hmm. I always try to remember. I need to be quiet when I yawn. Which is weird when you think about it. I have to be quiet when I yawn.
When I remember when I started yawning quietly. It's one time I yawned in school. I think it was at junior high or high school. And you know, sometimes you have those yawns that mute your ears and you can't even, like, all you hear is like the.
Love that. It's the best.
It's like somebody squishing your
ears. Yes.
And then I got done yawning and I opened my eyes and the teacher was staring at me. And I was like, I bet I made a sound when I yawned. So from then on, I've made an effort.
Yeah. And, you know, you can yawn without, you know, being vocal about it. It's just, it doesn't feel as good. I like how it feels when I get to yell it to the rooftops.
This person, now we're just throwing out pet peeves on the live.
What's your pet peeve?
This person says over-talking. There are countless times, especially at work with a specific coworker, that will not stop talking even though I am walking away.
Wow.
I've ended the conversation. They're still talking. This is Chip messaging me. That's what this is right now. I apologize. She's trying to fit in with the big wigs.
Chip has done that quite a few times. You know, we'll be talking to him and then he just kind of walks away and it's kind of awkward.
You're like, well.
Oh, Chip dog.
I'm never going to fit in with those cats.
585 Live, you can text in your thoughts, your pet peeves, if you will. You can call us at 338-3700 if you like. I'm a pretty simple guy. I don't think I have, there's nothing that really bothers me all that much. You know? And I think if something bothers you that much, get over yourself.
Calm it down.
Come on. Get over yourself. It's not about you.
Here we go. Hi, my name is Marsha. Misophonia. I have it. And it's horrible. If you have it, you won't be able to tolerate eating with someone that makes noises when.
Marsha, come on. It's time to get over yourself.
She obviously was with someone eating, and she couldn't even type the rest of the message.
Okay, Marsha, this is what I want you to do. I want you to try this. When something happens.
Dude, she's got a brain thing.
But you know what? But just try this. Just see how it works. Because if it is a brain thing, this is what I want you to tell yourself. As soon as something starts to irritate you, if someone's eating around you, I want you to tell yourself, get over yourself. Marsha, hey, get over yourself. It's not about me right now. It's about this person across from me that's enjoying this delicious meal. And they are just having the time of their life eating that juicy burger. Mm. And I don't want to say anything because I will ruin that time.
It will be ruined.
So I need to get over myself. Try it, Marsha, and then you text back and let us know how.
Marsha!
I want you to try it because it's a brain thing as well. You know?
I love brains.
Gosh, man. I'm a scientist.
You know what we need to do? We need to move on and boost our brains. I've got some random facts.
All right, let's do it.
I'm a scientist!
Yes, you are. All right, hang on. I have a wonderful idea. Can you prod up my computer, please? Mm-hmm. I'm about to read to you guys some facts. Do you get it? These are fact sounds.
Oh, man.
Everybody loves these sounds. It's time for facts. Random facts for Wednesday.
Stop it.
No, no, turn it back up. It's, it stopped.
I hate that noise.
It's a beautiful, beautiful spectrum of sound. Beautiful spectrum. The word crayfish isn't based on the word fish. It comes from the French word éclaveuse.
Éclaveuse.
Éclaveuse. I bet that. No, that's Italian. Éclaveuse.
Espresso.
And Espanol. I don't know. Michael Jackson's Thriller did not win Video of the Year at the first Video Music Awards in 1984. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
It lost to You Might Think by The Cars.
Okay,
which is an excellent song. And that was a cool video. Wasn't that The Fly? Wasn't that when his head popped up on The Fly and it was flying around?
I don't know.
You might think I'm foolish.
You know what? It was.
You might think.
You're right.
What a good song.
That was pretty good.
Let's hear a portion of this song.
All right.
Get out of there.
Man, they don't make music videos like that anymore, do they?
They don't make... Do they make music videos anymore?
No, I don't think they do.
Interesting. Daddy long legs are arachnids.
What are legs. Daddy long legs?
Sorry. Daddy long legs. You might have heard of them. Yeah. They're arachnids, but they're not classified as spiders because they don't produce silk.
The daddy long legs... They used to scare me to death. But they're very friendly.
They're a cousin
they're
to the spider.
They're very friendly.
Very friendly. I love very friendly arachnids. There's a town in Nevada on the way from L.A. to Vegas called Gene with a casino. But there's a population of zero.
Wow.
Everyone who works at the casino lives somewhere else. Where are you from? Gene? Hi, Gene!
Gene.
Practice it. Good hygiene. The word dibs comes from a children's game from the 1600s called dibstones. It was sort of like jacks, and kids would try to win little pieces of animal bones by yelling dibs. Not a lot to win in the 1600s. It was either the bubonic plague or animal bones. Just not many options.
Yeah, well, teeth are your outside bones. You love that song.
You want me to play that?
No,
I know you want. I know you want.
Say it. No, come on.
Be cool, fool. You'd be cool. Will Smith was in a movie last year called Concussion. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. That was one of those movies I did want to see. But
we rented it, and it was that day that I got really sick. Do you remember that day I got really sick?
Yeah.
I went to the gym, and I was fine, and I got home, and then just went... And deteriorated.
Did you have a concussion, man?
It was horrible. We rented it. My parents were in town. So we started the movie, and I'm sitting in the chair going, oh, I don't feel good. And the next thing I know, I wake up, and everybody's like, gosh, that movie was great.
Really?
I missed the entire movie.
Oh, man.
The whole thing. Well, Will Smith, he played the whistleblower in the NFL's concussion controversy in the movie Concussion. And he actually thought it might change how people felt about football. Instead, that movie came and went without causing much of a stir, and Will says he was quite surprised by it. Quote, I thought it would have a bigger impact. I knew it would be hard because people love football. They love the game. But the science is so overwhelming. It's something that we really need to take a look at. I thought people would get behind the mission of that. I was surprised that people were absolutely like, nope, I'm not stopping. I'm watching football. So I don't want to know. Yeah. There was some talk that the movie was softened a little to avoid ticking off the league, but the director denied that they did anything to placate the NFL.
I see his point.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't really want to know. Like, I love football so much. Don't tell me, you know, that it's bad, because if you tell me that I can't support football anymore, I wouldn't be able to live.
Yeah, I know. You would be. Gosh, would you be okay?
I just wouldn't be able to do it, man.
I'm worried about you right now. A 31-year-old guy stole a brand new Mercedes from a car dealership in Washington on Sunday. And he didn't realize all Mercedes come with location trackers now. So the cops immediately tracked him down and arrested him. Good on you, criminal. It's beautiful. Not 1987 anymore.
You do the crime, you do the time.
That's right. For the first time in 10 years, we heard this on our news break, Jerry Seinfeld is not the highest paid comedian in the world. He made, you know, a paltry $43.5 million over the past year. Oof. To finish second to Kevin Hart, who made $87.5 million. That's more than twice Jerry's haul, and that's no short stack. Thank you. I'll be here literally all the time.
There was a time that Jerry Seinfeld was making more than that, I'm sure.
Yeah. It said, what, over the past 10 years, he's made over, what, like $900
million?
Billion.
Billion.
No, million.
Billion.
Trillion. Quintillion.
Quadrillion.
Jennifer Aniston's husband, Justin Theroux, doesn't think we should care about the divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie when there are far more important things going on in the world. He also said he feels for the kids because he's a child of divorce himself. Mm-hmm. It's obviously not.
That's what Steve-O was talking about yesterday, huh? Yeah. Somebody asked him that
question. Yeah,
some
reporter was like, what do you think?
Come
on. Is he supposed to be nervous now?
Yeah, what? Jennifer Aniston doesn't care. That was so long
ago.
She's
done with that.
Yeah.
That girl moved
on. She's married.
Tomorrow's headline, Jennifer Aniston back with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
She's missed him ever since.
Can you imagine?
Garth Brooks' album, The Ultimate Hits, is his seventh diamond album, meaning it sold 10 million copies. He's the first artist in history to do that. He passed the Beatles.
I thought Waverly did that.
We did it. We did, we've only got three diamond albums. I'm so rich. Garth Brooks passed the Beatles. They've got six. He's got seven diamond albums. 10 million copies sold of these albums.
Wow, that's cool, man.
Good going, Garth.
Garth. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, bro.
Just a guy. Hey, Wayne. Just a guy from Oklahoma, like killing it.
Yeah, he can write the hits.
The two Ryan Lochte protesters who stormed the stage on Dancing with the Stars have been charged. They could face up to 6 months in jail and $1,000 fines.
Wow.
Don't charge the stage on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not a hot move.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You guys get it?
No, it doesn't.
I've got one more story, and that's the last thing.
Nice.
It's the, all the news.
We're about ready to leave.
Who is Martin Shkreli? Shkreli.
You know what? I forgot to Google that. I don't know.
Who is this person? Martin Shkreli. Shrelin. Jealous. Peanut butter and jealous.
American entrepreneur.
Okay. No, this is that joker that raised the prices astronomically on the medical stuff, and he was like totally just a jerk about it. Yeah.
Oh, so nobody likes this guy.
An American entrepreneur and pharmaceutical executive, co-founder of the hedge fund MSMB Capital Management, co-founder, former chief executive officer in a biotechnology company. All-around jerk that nobody likes. Well, this guy, Martin Shkreli, his PR guy died recently, and his 5-year-old son is fighting cancer. So Martin is trying to raise money for the kid. At first, he was going to auction off a punch to the face. He had received a bid of over $78,000.
For somebody to punch him in the face?
Yes, but for some reason, the method wasn't working. So now he's asking people to donate to a crowdfunding site. Everyone who does will be entered into a raffle to punch him in his jerk, stupid face. Every dollar you donate gives you another chance to punch him in his stupid face.
Wow,
this article really does not like
We should do
really
that, for,
like
do that for a fundraiser for this station.
Who would get punched? I don't want to get punched. This is the moneymaker.
They'll have people punch me. Come
what
on.
What if they change your resting Dex face?
You don't like my resting Dex face.
I love it. Hey, secretly, look at me. Turn his mic off.
Okay.
Turn Steve
off. It's been off.
Hey.
Huh.
I like your face.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, bud. All right, you can turn it back on.
Okay.
Every dollar you donate gives you another chance to punch him in the face, or you could nominate someone else to punch him in the face, as long as that person agrees to punch Martin in his stupid face.
That's not nice.
Someone has already suggested the winner nominate Mike Tyson.
Oh, good.
The person who wrote this
loves
that
idea. Can you imagine if Mike Tyson was the winner?
Hey,
oh, my gosh. Oh, that'd be terrible. I'd run away. I'd run away. That's what I would
do. I don't think I could watch that.
All right, we're done with the show today. Done. Thank you so much for being a part of it, chiming in. Hopefully, we can get this podcast thing figured out. We don't know. Sorry, podcasters. But we do have one. So you can go to star88.fm, go to our Morning Invasion page, or go to iTunes, Google Play. Just search Morning Invasion. Steve-O's back tomorrow.
Dude, you made somebody with misophonia upset.
Did that girl chime in? Did she try?
This is somebody else.
Oh.
And they are upset that you told them to just get over it.
I'm just saying try it, okay?
No, they did try it.
Oh,
they can't.
Hey,
it's a brain disorder.
Get over it, man.
No. Hey, I apologize.
I want you to say to yourself, get over it, man. Mm-mm. Kiss, get over it.
No.
Have a great day. We love you. Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan. What you doing?
Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years,
Captain America.
Just not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign up for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit Kids. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast.